I don't know who was pulling the ratings for 1190 or KFXR for yesterday, you know, during all the celebratory emails.
Yeah, all the woohoo, 0.2.
Which I guess they had a reason to be excited. You took a station that didn't show up at all in the ratings. They put no money into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what kind of deal they work. Maybe they're screwing Rodney around, and that's how they're paying for a bunch of stuff.
Maybe, yeah.
But our rebroadcast in the mornings on 1190, we did not have a 0.2. Patrick Davis re-pulled the ratings, and somebody calculated something wrong.
Okay.
Because yesterday they said men 25-54, the mornings, we had a 0.2.
Right.
It was actually a 1.3. Which still sucks. But now you can go from saying one of the fastest growing radio stations in North Texas, you can use skyrocket, warp speed, whatever.
Yeah. I know we will occasionally make jokes about not being able to math too good, but really, that's a big difference. 0.2 to a 1.3. That's
what I'm saying is we didn't jump up. They just miscalculated it.
Right.
Because, Alfie, why did you have Patrick pull these to begin with?
I had asked him to get the software to pull it on one of our computers, and he goes, well, heck, I'll just do it right now. And he pulled up the KFXR numbers.
Yeah. And adults... See, even they got this wrong, whoever pulled the numbers. Mornings, adults on 1190. We had a 0.7. But since men is our target demo, then you look at the other list, men 25-54, we had a 1.3.
Yeah, and you're right, neither one of those numbers still have anything to do with a 0.2.
Unless somehow they calculated in. I know this gets confusing. I think the very first week, for whatever reason with the ratings, they didn't count us being on until the first week in January.
Right.
And that first week, the station showed a 0.0, which is what they're used to.
Uh-huh.
The second week in the ratings is when mornings went from a 0.0 to a 1.7 in a week.
Damn.
Again, still crappy numbers, but somebody's got to win the Special Olympics.
That's true. They still give out medals. There's still little platforms for first, second, and third.
To give you a point of reference, if somebody goes, well, 1.3, what does that really mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't have male numbers. All I have is adult 25-54. I just asked Patrick, can you just give me, you don't even print it out, just give me the ratings for men 25-54 mornings.
Right.
But to give you a point of reference, adults 25-54.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We had, what did I say, a 0.7.
Yeah, 0.7.
That was in the adults.
Right.
Number one was Craddock in the morning with an 8.2.
So there's your range.
Right.
Clearly.
Well, let's see who's at the bottom, because I don't believe KFXR is at the bottom anymore.
Yay!
And that in itself...
There's another station slogan. No longer at the bottom.
Normally you could tell you're not doing well in the ratings. if they're like three pages mm-hmm. to list all the stations. And if you're not on the first page, you're last.
Yeah.
That's why it's easier to find our ratings for our show here. Because we're on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have ours for the Eagle because they just printed out mornings.
Gotcha. Just the 1190 number stuff.
And it is amazing. And again, I got no reason to blow smoke up anybody's poot hole.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the staff of Craddock's show, I know this sounds trite, but he was able to teach them how to carry on without him. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
For Kelly Raspberry and the Black Al guy.
Just Al.
Did he change it?
No, it's just Big Al. Big Al Mac.
Was it never Black Al Mac?
I think that's how you identified him.
Oh.
And I'm positive Kid never referred to it that way.
Not in front of him. Nobody didn't.
I was going to say, I can't say without.
Who else is on the show in the morning? I know you got some really hot blonde chick.
JC? Oh, wait, that's guy.
That's Jenna.
Jenna?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. How old is she?
Jenna, I think, is mid-20s.
She married?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why? She doesn't like old guys?
That I don't know. But
I got money.
I know you do, but I no. It's in the company, for one.
So what, it's in the company?
That's bad.
It's a totally different building. Craddock Studios are, I guess, still over in Las Colinas.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, I know what's wrong with it.
Mm.
She's related to somebody here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Somebody higher up.
Uh-huh.
With big cans.
Mm.
All right. I shall not imbibe of the fruit of the Kibler.
I just said,
Well, you have to explain sometimes.
I think sometimes a mystery's okay.
Curious about, now, this is not a complete, from what I can tell, this is not a complete book. I don't think we get the full book until next week.
Oh,
they were just excited. They wanted to pull whatever they could for 1190 just to see if it had any type of pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Persons 2554. I'll just run some of them down. KISS is number one. KLTY is number two. KBFB is number three. KLNO is four. KRLDAM is fifth in the morning.
Really? Hey, traffic on the eighth. That's got to make Gavin really excited.
Yeah, because KRLD always kind of floated around, even though for the most part they were the only news station in North Texas. BAP does news, but they're mostly talk.
Right.
And then when Gavin finally decided, all right, we're going to just do news, and if there's going to be any talk, we'll stick it overnights with Charlie Jones just to maybe to kill people. Have you ever listened to Jones?
I think by accident.
Yeah.
Very, very laid back. He's on the Texas State Network and KRLD, so obviously he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so slow and drawn out.
Good information.
And he lets a lot of listeners talk.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one night when I was listening, it was all about Pulp Fiction. I'm not going to talk about this. Well, yeah, I guess I am.
We do the same thing about movies.
Yeah.
But he's got some expert in East or West Texas on oil futures and whatever. And this guy's...
Well, you see, I was looking at the paper.
First of all, you can tell all his numbers are accurate. He knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. But it just sounds like this.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that oil is not going to stay down where it is.
It's not.
Huh? It's under $50 a barrel, $49.52 today closing, whatever.
And what is it you're talking about again?
Oil future, barrel of oil.
Oil, okay. Gotcha.
Oil. What do you think said?
I was thinking maybe you're saying oil.
So I'm saying, oil.
Oil.
What are you, ignorant? You know, that the cars run on after it's processed. That's crude oil. Some of it's sweet.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't taste it. Unless I'm checking the oil in my car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I lick the dipstick. If it's sweet, I don't change it.
I love that oil.
And it's just at length. So I'm sure he does other things, but I've caught it. Like if I'm up here late on a Friday night, I'll stop and talk to a couple of the guys in the traffic department that do traffic reports for the entire city and the state.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Brooks is one of them. We'll talk. And he's old radio school guy, so we got plenty of people we hate to bash on.
Oh, God, I bet.
And then I'll leave after midnight, and then it's Texas Overnight with Charlie Jones.
Yeah.
Jones here.
Yeah. And that's when you realize.
Can you just think about it?
Mm-hmm.
We started the show every day. Martin here.
Ugh. Yeah, it's kind of staccato.
Well, it's just the third person. Jones here. And he's got stupid features. But Gavin loves him, and maybe he pulls something in the ratings. I just know it makes the 10-minute drive from the station to my house. Yeah, a lot of people say, hey, listen, you makes traffic go faster.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, I don't know how, but he stretches out for like 4 hours.
It's a lost art.
Let's see. I forgot where I left off. You got KSCS still doing well in the mornings. Looks like they're ninth place. Skull beat them. She's ahead by a couple points.
Nice.
Ticket is in ninth place, tied with KSCS. Then you have the Wolf. They still call it the Wolf?
Yes. Yeah, and this is still adults, 2554, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's all I have printed, just adults 2554. Am I reading the ranking right? Hmm. Oh, if I'm or not, maybe I should leave this alone. This is the ranking over on the far right, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it has a little abbreviation.
Well, wouldn't these be in order? Just like you got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Does it skip to 6?
Then it jumps to 11th.
It's probably you probably have some that are tied. So you could have like 4 or 5 tied at 4, and then when
it jumps from 11th place to 7th, 7th to 9th, to 6th to 5th. Obviously, I'm not reading it right.
Then that I do not know.
Here, you can look at it. It makes no sense to me. I don't really care. I just know that we got the 1.7 in men, 2554 on 1190. And I hope Kibler knows I'm taking those numbers and adding those to my Eagle numbers for my bonus structure.
Yeah, I don't think she knows that.
Think I'm doing it for free? Yeah. Get you the show for free, but there will be bonuses. We'll share it. I will give it I'll take the bonus money and give it to the listeners.
I think that.
So we should start doing promising money to people that listen to 1190. I mean, how much could it be right now with a 1.3?
I think that's. I'm pretty sure what you're talking about is highly illegal.
I don't think so. It's a contest.
No. Contest?
Well, we used to give out money. People show up for appearances when I took over mornings after Stern in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's different. That sets contests, and there's rules and things.
Well, you send an envelope. Maybe I'll send you some change. Would you like to get some change from me in the mail?
I don't know if it was
a kid listening to Ron Chapman. He goes, hey, you know, send me an envelope, self-addressed. I'll send you a few pennies back.
You would have done it.
Yeah, it would have been from Ron Chapman. I know it's not the same thing coming from me. You probably just get, I give you as much as I can, but nice little bag of hair.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's that. I could see some hesitation with some people.
I know when I was a kid, if I got anything from any radio station, I was ecstatic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. The first time I won something off the Eagle, man, I was just on, just crazed. Damn. VHS.
I was on cloud.
Is it nine?
Mm-hmm.
I was on cloud nine. And Angel's on cloud 10.
Yeah. VHS copy of something.
I never won anything from a radio station.
You never tried?
I tried some back when I was, I think, like 13, 12 or 13, listening at night. I tried calling and winning something. I don't remember what it was, but it never worked. Because I didn't know the tricks like I know now.
Did they have speed dial back when you were trying this?
Yes. I'm not sure. I can't remember if I knew how to work speed dial yet, though.
Do you have push button?
Yes.
Yeah, you try calling and trying to win on a rotary phone.
Man, that is some torturous stuff. I think I wouldn't even have bothered. I'd have been like, it's not even worth it.
Well, back when I was a kid, this would have been the early 70s. Touch tones were around. I don't think we had them. So it's like you had to dial almost all the digits and just wait for them to go, all right, call now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the last number for whatever station I was trying to call was 9.
And if you got it wrong, oh.
No use.
You'd slip.
Yeah, if you don't make the complete turn on the dial, it don't count. You got to start all over. Now, with speed dial, and people having, you know, several phones,
mm-hmm.
you can clog the phone lines up in a nanosecond. I just want to know where our party is. They were ecstatic when they just said if on 1190 we broke a zero.
Yeah.
Well, we broke a zero.
And cleared it.
And now we're into whole numbers.
Yes, because that men rating of a 1.3, that is bordering on relevant.
It's still poor.
It is. We're borderline relevant in the
morning. Well, but the station went from which they initially thought was a 0.2.
Mm-hmm.
At least now we're into whole integers. we're into solid numbers, bitch.
Yeah.
That's another promo for that station. 1190 on the way up in solid numbers. We don't even have to worry about the points anymore.
We got a whole one.
Oh. We're like a damn phoenix. In a world where radio stations vanish in the blink of an eye, mm-hmm. rising from the cinders of 1190, rises KFXR, the stupidest call letters on the planet. Boom! The mighty 1190. Rises again. Not much, but we're up.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of us as in between erect and flaccid.
We're not really sure which way we're going to go yet.
The Phoenix is just taxiing.
Not really off the runway. Just kind of thinking about it.
Yeah. But it might happen.
Okay.
You just need a little push.
Well, our phoenix is elderly. Right now, he's just kind of making it with his phoenix walker. His phoenix colostomy bag. But at least he's good friends with Bo and Jim. Okay. Late?
Yes.
And need a break.
Yes.
Okay, then.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.337, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse. Not a whole lot going on right now. Only one incident out there worth talking about, and it's in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Trinity Boulevard. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right shoulder that has traffic kind of jacked up back from Highway 10. Other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good right now. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Texas Lottery. Tonight, cloudy and 41. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 62. Right now, 54 degrees. A 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Kind of feel like this is our 1190 theme song now.
Gotta keep them going.
Very much.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Move. The only reason I say that is technically the first show I did on 1190 was the Shifty Gears. We hadn't started doing mornings there yet.
Nope.
So I'll always associate Merle now with the rebirth of the mighty 1190. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Merle.
Ooh, yeah. Why would you just change the name of the station?
To Merle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't play music anymore.
Don't have to.
I don't even think overnights.
Doesn't matter. Just call it Merle. You already
Jack FM? Merle AM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
play the same song over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Merle Radio.
Yep.
Playing the hit.
You got it.
Did I even keep that? What do I call it? Rusty gear? Shifty gears.
Yeah, shifty gears.
You want to revisit?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that was back. Date modified. Created. That was back the middle of November.
Mm. Jesus, it's February.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. Wait till you get old.
Does it get worse?
Well, you're still a young man.
Yeah, but that's what they always say.
Wow, well, it's February. Big deal. I'm 30, what are you, 33?
Five.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know, man. We're all getting old around you, too.
Do not.
What?
This is, no, you do not age through osmosis. You're not catching it from me.
Well, I'm not catching it from you. It's just we all obviously get older each other.
I understand that, but for some reason I think you're blaming me for your exponential age growth. Shut up.
Mm. You're moving on, 1190.
All right, let's get started here. It's a late night trucking show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears. They'll be taking all your requests and playing a bunch of backwards redneck up country music. This first one goes out. The old boy flipped his 18-wheeler just now on 175. It's Lynn Anderson. Now I sure would like to her in the day.
I beg your pardon.
Like Charlie Pride.
That's Charlie Pride on the late night trucking show. Still one of the greatest years to ever come out of country music.
I think maybe we'll stop there.
Yeah. I feel revisited. You feel revisited?
I'm visited.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I spaced that one. Not knowing what I actually said because it was bleeped,
right.
I can say this. Honestly, I believe that's a correct statement. You don't know what I bleeped.
No, I don't. But I'm just going to assume that you were correct.
Who else in country music is black? Big Roy Buckle Man thingy.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about back in the day, but now.
Any of them.
Troy.
Yeah. What's his name? Just
Cowboy Troy.
Can't think of anybody else.
Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish.
He's not country.
He is now.
Full on.
He's gone full country.
What happened to his Blowfish?
He dropped him.
What happened? Patriots get a hold of him? they deflate. See, look at that. I'm talking sports and music.
Look at that. You're merging two worlds.
Is he really country now?
Yes, he is. I was going to say, I don't even think Cloak can pull up either of his two big hits, but I mean, he even performed at the CMAs.
Now, Luke Bryan's up again for Entertainer of the Year. Is it the CMAs or a different award?
I think the next one.
It seems like
is...
Luke just won the CMA a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Sorry, I had to get into character. Yeah, you have the CMAs, which I won last year. And then you've also got the ACMs. That's the
American Country Music.
I think there's a lot of letters, a lot of initials that get tossed around in country music. I mean, we have award shows at least quarterly.
Well, you've got the Motion Picture Academy and TV. They've got People's Choice Awards, the Golden Globes,
SAG,
the SAG Awards,
SAG Awards.
I didn't know they had their own award show. I just thought that was the association for all the actors, SAG-AFTRA.
No, they now have their own show. They have the SAG Awards.
Who's on that? Old women?
Yeah, it's pretty much just Betty White every year.
Man, I don't think I want to see what the award looks like. It's a golden goddess, but she is not perky.
Mm-mm.
It's the SAG Awards.
Yeah, they didn't yet, no. Yeah, because you have like the for movies, TV, they have their season, their award season,
and that's what they actually call it. If you go onto CNN's website, mm-hmm. it's just an entire section that says award season,
and it goes through.
It's not stopping for a while.
Yeah, I think it goes through. What is it, May, Alfie? When it maxes out at the Oscars?
Yeah, Oscars is the peak.
All right, so you got the ACMs that are coming up for Luke Bryan,
mm-hmm.
and who else is up for that?
I don't know, some other idiots.
I want to say Taylor Swift, but
she might be. I'm not sure, since she had her whole pop album go around this year. I know Miranda Lambert's probably nominated. That bitch is always nominated for something. Can't have an award show without her winning something or all of it.
Are you going to pull a Kanye in case she wins?
Every man's got his breaking point.
Take the mic away from her.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this back to you in a second, but first, I had the best video of the year.
I'm going to have to start watching Luke Bryan stuff just so I can have some point of reference. I just now heard the shake it, baby, to the goats or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Shake it, girl, shake it for me, yeah.
Video I haven't seen.
Someone sent me a video of... Apparently, there's something called Luke Bryan TV that's on YouTube.
And what is he? What do you do?
The one video I saw that someone sent was him backstage with his band warming up, like doing, it's not even vocal exercise. It's I started out trying to decide, okay, what T-shirt am I wearing tonight? I'm serious. Everyone, do I wear the yellow or am I going to wear this gray thing? Am I going to wear your mom? Just choices, man.
I got my sundress. I can't wear that because it's after Labor Day.
No,
that actually wouldn't be a bad, I don't want to go off on this, but a bad some footage to have of all the prep that goes into when we put together, the RMS band puts together a show. Because there's a lot of crap. Because when you have a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing, things look chaotic because they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to go on now? Well, I guess I am. My theme music's playing. Nobody asked me.
And also would help just for archival purposes, and so we maybe can figure out how many drinks we had before we went on stage. Because after certain performances, you'd lose count.
I didn't lose count this last year.
You did not. You were strong at zero.
And it's funny, once I got on stage, I felt better. I was going through the cramps because I took... too much of one medicine, and Obviously, it wasn't going to clear up in a day or two. But I realized when the concert was over, this is the first white trash party in 13 or 14 years I've had nothing to drink. Damn. This show sucked. Because this is the first year I could hear it all.
Right.
In the past, there's just something about being drunk. Your brain auto-tunes everything, and everything's perfect.
Everyone's on key. You're hitting all the right strings. And if you hit an extra string, it's okay. It just made it better. It didn't make it worse.
Wasn't a string that was called for, but it sounded damn good.
As your PAC goes up, pitch correction just all of a sudden gets better.
Yeah.
That's what I said. When you're drunk, your brain auto-tunes everything. Everything sounds fine. When you're sober, there ain't no post-production in there at all. I'll let him play all the shifty, gears. I'll jump past the ugly parts.
Otherwise, you ain't gonna be able to hear the shit. I heard about it. Stop. Family-owned and operated company. And Mama Clee does all the cooking. You want 10% off your next meal? Mention my name, Shifted Gears, and Mama Clee Cars will take 10% off. Don't forget to ask about her snack special. It's a pretty good song by the Oak Ridge Boys. If you like it, I'd stay away from underpasses. Otherwise, you ain't going to be able to hear the s***. I heard about it from a friend of mine. It's a late night drunken show on the mighty 1190. I've shifted gears. I want to thank you for all cards and letters from my wife, Mama Gears. She had to have that cyst removed from her cyst. We're going to keep things going. We're driving mean and s***ing caffeine, kicking ass and hitting lanes. It's Late Night Trucking Show on the Mighty 1190.
I hear.
It's Late Night Trucking Show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears, and we hope you'll donate for this worthy cause over the holidays. It's Shit House for the Blind. It's my...
God. I really do think at 54, I'm probably due for a CAT scan.
Might actually be overdue.
What'd you find in my head?
Nothing.
Cat. Damn.
I hear. It's a late night trucking show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears, and we hope you'll donate for this worthy cause over the holidays. It's Shit House for the Blind. It's the blind people who keep in the wrong place. There's a reason.
By the way, I said blind people, not white people. I know what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really change it.
No.
But if you're black and blind, I'm sure you would have the same problem. I just don't know how they're going to correct what's the cure for this malady. You know, the house for the blind.
Mm-hmm.
They're still researching.
Put beep tones on it, or
yeah.
I'll play it again. Maybe we'll think of a punchline.
Right. From the cyst, we're gonna keep things going. We're driving mean and shitting caffeine, kicking ass and hitting lanes. It's Late Night Trucking Show on the Mighty 1190.
I hear.
It's a late night trucking show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears, and we hope you'll donate for this worthy cause over the holidays. It's Shit House for the Blind. It's blind people who keep in the wrong place.
There's a reason.
It sounds like it's just like a centralized location for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are they going to find it? But forget about that. I just thought of something. I could take this because since this is scoped down, this is what's called an air check. Because you're not listening to the whole show.
Right.
Because most listeners don't know that. Air check, what's that? You record the show, and if you're doing a music show, you cut all the music out, and you just cut from your voice to voice to voice to voice, and then you sit in with the program director, and he tells you everything you did wrong.
Yeah.
But you also take those, and you send them to stations to get a job.
Yes.
I'm going to put this on cassette, and I'm going to send it out to a bunch of small stations around the country, see if I can get a job.
You're going to get hired.
Yeah. And I could do it syndicated if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be no stations left for Dan Lewis for which to work.
Now I see your real motivation. It's not that you want to be global so you can be the top of this media empire. No, it's so he makes sure he has nowhere to work.
It's like Clear Channel. They're buying up everything they can so nobody else can play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I'll take away every small station that's left that Dan Lewis hasn't worked on. I'll take it. You're going to live in Shifted Gear Shadow. Have a big campaign every year for the house for the blind.
Operators. Standing by.
We understand if it takes you a few times to dial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll abandon all this stuff. We'll come back to newer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who tolerate us on this station and on 1190, we're much obliged. We're not getting any money out of it, but we still appreciate it.
Yep.
Because we're team players. Not really.
That's more like it.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
403, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Got a check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Let's get started off in Fort Worth again. Southbound Loop 820 right at Trinity Boulevard. Got a stalled vehicle blocking right shoulder there. Traffic there is still jacked up back to Highway 10. And in Allen, northbound 75 just before McDermott. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up into Plano back from Spring Creek. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th, plus a $50 mystery food gift card. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagle Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse. Tonight will be cloudy, a low of 41. Tomorrow it stays cloudy. We hit a high in the low 60s. Right now it's 54 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Still haven't heard back from Mayor Price, Fort Worth.
That's surprising.
I emailed her twice, called and left a message. Maybe she doesn't want to talk with. Well, she's been cool enough to us. She said, hey, this is off the record. Here's what the insurance company, here's some of the questions they asked that offended the family of Officer
Sergeant
Shane Hail, Rake.
Put a D on it.
Drake.
Yeah.
Thank you. We could probably work at whatever that game's called.
Charades.
Yeah. Didn't we do that one day on the air?
Yep, we have. Electric.
But I looked in the news today, and I still didn't see. There was no point of reference, and I asked Judge Coors, if he knew anything, since he's in Tarrant County, and he said they're being tight-lipped about it. I'm sure we'll find out after Mayor Price chews the insurance company's anus on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to congratulate her on her decision to make a third run for the mayor of Fort Worth.
Yeah, I saw that. And the fact that since she's announced, absolutely no one has said they are going to run against her yet.
And you know why they ain't going to run against me?
Why is that?
Because I whooped their dog ass. I can drive over to Dallas and whip that Chris Ryan's ass.
why Chris? What did he do?
Because he better stop talking that on that damn radio.
Then I saw a story, I don't know what it's in celebration of or for, but they're setting up a big water slide in Fort Worth for something.
Yes. Yeah, it's for the Fort Worth is throwing a party this summer for its birthday that will include 2,000-foot-long slip and slide in the North Texas city. The city announced...
How long?
2,000 feet.
It's a long slip and slide.
Yeah.
Okay. Where the hell would you run that?
I guess
they could shut down one of the streets in Sundance around Sundance Square.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to do it on the Paddock Viaduct Bridge on North Main Street.
Have it end at the viaduct?
I don't know where it's going to end. But
I think I would keep it away from the water garden.
Well, yeah, it's not going to go up there. The city announced its new birthday festival, Panther Fest, will take place in June. Mayor Betsy Price says she can't think of a better way to commemorate Fort Worth's birthday than transforming Paddock Viaduct Bridge on North Main Street into a slide the city water slide.
Why do they call it Panther Fest?
That I don't know. I heard that earlier today, and I didn't get a chance to look up why.
There's an area over there, kind of like, you know, like Deep Ellum. It's just called the Panther area or stuff.
That's the new area, though.
Yeah.
On the north side of downtown.
Yes.
Wonder if that's where Panther Hall used to be. This old country western place. Ooh. All right. Something else we don't know about.
Hmm. The festival also will include local craft beer, music, and foods from Fort Worth-based restaurants. Admission to the event will be free, but those wanting to ride the slide must purchase tickets. Those go on sale February 20th. No, I don't know how much they will cost.
And the slide, the big event is what day?
In June.
But she didn't even ask us to play?
The Russ Martin Show band?
That's the us.
Maybe she just hasn't had the chance to ask us yet.
Yeah.
It's not until
June.
Well,
they already set up the big slip and slides.
Well, they had to get the big stuff done first. Now they'll handle, you know, the musical acts.
Well, I hope they already got their slip and slides in place. Otherwise, I'm going to go buy them all. Along with the water wiggles. Now have your big and water fun. We'll have our own in Dallas. Big slip and slides and have it end at the Trinity.
There's a big difference between, you know, our side of the Trinity and Fort Worth's Trinity.
Yeah, how come is our side it stink?
Because we stinky in Dallas.
Well, what has Fort Worth done to keep their side clean?
The Bass Brothers pretty much just keep that thing cleaned. They point at people and say, go clean that. And they say, yes, sir.
Okay. Hold on, I'll take this. Yes, Sam.
Hey, Fort Worth has always been called, in addition to Cowtown, the Panther City. And this bridge they're putting this slip and slide on, it basically, if you look up the bridge going south into downtown, you see the courthouse, and it's on an angle already, so it's the perfect place to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about, because I've been to the courthouse in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you have.
Shut up.
Damn.
I was born in Dallas, but, you know, I know most things about Dallas and Fort Worth. I never heard Fort Worth called Panther City.
Oh, yeah, it's always been called the Panther City and Cowtown as well.
Okay.
Pick one. Y'all right. Have fun.
Thank you, boss. What?
Pick one. See, I'm with you. It's like I've lived in Dallas mostly, but I went to high school in Tarrant County, and I spent a lot of time in Fort Worth. Still do. I've never heard anyone refer to it as Panther City until I heard about this.
Okay.
Cowtown, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway outside of the Arch in St. Louis. Gateway to the West, Fort Worth. Yes. Still, not a Panther City.
All right. What are we doing? Mayor Price, big event. She's chewing some ass mm-hmm. on Thursday.
2,000-foot slip and slide.
Okay, I guess we've covered it all.
You also had mentioned calling into radio contest using a rotary phone.
Yeah, what about it?
That actually reminded me of someone did an experiment.
Chloe, you got any chow?
Nope.
I guess I'll have to use some of my fresh ones then. What, Dan?
a neuroscientist decided to do a study to see what would happen with real teenagers around the world if he basically took them off of phones, internet, for 24 hours.
No. Oh, hell.
So just think of it. Oh, you're not saying oh no to the test. Are you out of chaw?
Alfie, is it in there? Big blue can.
I don't see it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Is that fresh can you thought you had not in there?
I got a fresh can someplace.
What was that big can you just lifted out of your bag?
Soup.
You have Progresso in there? My God, man. Really?
Have you not tried this?
No, I've had Progresso soup.
It's the chicken cheese enchilada flavor.
Oh my.
This stuff rocks. it's only 170 calories.
For the whole can?
No, I didn't know this. It's 2 servings per can. Yep. So that's not bad for a meal. 340, whatever.
Yeah.
Only 3 grams of saturated fat.
Nice.
And I don't see it. I think it's like 9 carbs.
Wow. Look at you living off the grid.
I like soup. Soup's easy to prepare. I can eat it. I can eat a lot of it. I don't have to worry about, you know, weight. Just as long as I'm eating every 2 or 3 hours, like Larry North has commanded.
Mm-hmm. I guess that diet he put you on, he made sure to tell you, make sure you have canned soup every 2 to 3 hours.
It's got everything. It's got protein.
Uh-huh.
It's got carbs.
Yes.
It's got good fat.
Okay.
And it's got liquid.
Okay.
So I'm getting everything I need. I'm hydrating, and I'm getting my protein, my carbs, and a few veggies. Soup is the good food.
I would be willing to bet money that Larry would not agree with that.
You can bet whatever you want. Oh, I bet Larry would not condone that diet.
He's so particular about his stuff. That's why I'm saying.
You can eat. It doesn't have to be a certain type of food. He just talks about each meal, you need to have a good source of protein.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have some carbs and some vegetables. Well, this can of Progresso's got it all, and it's in a can. And it's okay cold.
I think what Larry prefers
and it's
is
low carb.
Would be if you made the things as opposed to...
Well,
you know,
I do make my own soup, but this is my carry, my travel soup. You should try this. It's really tasty, and I hate people that use the word tasty.
I know you do. That was a big thing you just said there.
You don't smell it?
I'll wait till whenever you open it. I don't want you to open it early.
Claude, get him a spoon. You're going to try this.
Oh, my God. Can we pause and just reflect on what you're trying to get me to do?
I'm just going to have you try this soup.
Thank you. Alfie says line 5.
Hold on. Yes, Lee.
Hi, I was wondering where you found that Progresso Cheesy Enchilada soup. That's the best soup that they have, and I haven't been able to find it in about 6 years.
Really?
Tom Thumb?
Yeah, it's with all the other... All the other soups.
What Tom Thumb location do you go to? Because I'm certain mine doesn't have it.
Right off the tollway at Parker.
Parker? What city?
Why exactly do you want to know?
Because it's my favorite Progresso soup, and I haven't been able to find it in 6 years.
Where do you stay?
Coppell, Texas.
So you're going to drive all the way to Plano?
I'd probably do it, maybe for a few cans.
If I see you waiting out there for me. Really? This is, first of all, I've never seen it before. I just saw it, and I looked at the back of the can and went, okay, low in saturated fat, low carbs, got good protein.
Mm. And it's really good stuff.
It is. It's you could use it as a food. I got to go.
It's in Plano, Lee.
He's just not looking in the right spot. I'll stir it up for
if
you.
He's saying he's not seen it in 6 years, that's a man who has looked.
There. Taste that.
I cannot believe this.
If that was just a little thicker, you could use it as a queso.
Yeah, you're right about that. I can't believe you were making me try your soup.
Taste it.
You are so old.
Hmm?
It tastes like cheesy soup. What do you want?
It's got an enchilada taste to it. Chloe, have you had it?
Yes, I've had it because I remember because you sent me a picture of it one day. Go, this is the
what?
You're trading photos?
But have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried it. It's really good. I like it.
You don't like it, Dan?
No, I like it fine.
Mm. He's going to be calling Progresso. Ring, ring.
He's going to pick up the can with the string on it.
Let's see if there's a phone number on the back of this. Because I know the one time we called the phone number on the back of the skull can.
That's right, they did.
They actually answered the phone.
Skull.
Oh, holy sh!
Yeah, you had the same reaction as if you had called William Shatner's cell phone and he answered.
What do we do?
Oh, my God. It's them.
Questions, comments. Save can and call.
You're going to do it.
It says 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 Central Time.
Yeah.
Oh, we're Central Time.
Yeah.
I'm not used to things being in our time zone. There's always math involved.
I hate it when they make me subtract one.
What are they doing on that high-rated show today, Russ Martin? So they call about soup.
See what you did?
What?
Made it angry.
Can I not call out on a certain number, Alfie?
You just got to hit 9.
I did that.
200.
Where's the rest of it? It's going to time out on me. Got it.
Thank you for calling Consumer Services. Your call will be recorded for quality purposes.
God, I might have taken it off the air.
Really?
What?
The call volume's so high that we get the music.
Yeah, how many people could be calling about soup? I'm just trying to help the guy out who can't find the Progresso. And if I work this right, I may be able to get me a truckload. You didn't find this fantastic?
Maybe it needs to be warmed up. I don't know. I haven't had that much cheesy. I haven't had much.
Hold on. Hello?
Oh, thank you for calling. Thank you for.
75240. 75240. Yes. I'm calling from a radio station in Dallas to compliment you on your soup. Can I talk to you on the air? Sure. I'm very happy with the product. Okay. She has to go check.
Sure. Yeah. This shouldn't be that rare of a thing. I mean, it's in their commercials. People call Progresso all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in the commercials where they picked up the can and it's tied to the screen right into the chefs that make the soup.
Yeah, like grandmas are mad. They're like, hey, you steal my recipe?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I can make it on one of their commercials.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This is the best damn shit I've ever put in my mouth.
And he should know.
Oh, I can put the hold music back up. How long does it take to go? Hey, there's a guy on the radio that wants to compliment us about our product.
See, they're probably worried that it's some sort of wacky radio prank.
It's not a wacky radio prank. It's a stupid radio prank. Da, 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 da. What song is that? Da, da,
da. I forget what it's called. Is it Paca Bell?
Bet it's Floyd Kramer.
One of the damn wedding songs.
Yeah, this is like, there's like the one of the standard songs.
Why does it always have to be soothing music? Why can't you throw it?
What, you want some Slayer?
I want some,
Motorhead?
I like Pantera.
God bless for hell.
Maybe the Archies?
It's a good soup song.
Yeah. Bowling for Soup.
Yeah.
Why don't they play that?
Oh, that's...
This bitch is never coming back. I bet they're trying to figure out, okay, how do you tell him no? Because if he's really on the radio, they're going to sound like a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
She may have gone to her manager, and her manager may have gone to a his or her manager.
Somebody's calling to compliment us on our suit.
Someone
there ain't nothing in the manual about this.
Yeah.
Come on, lady. I'm killing major market airtime. At least Skull sent me something free.
So when she picks up, you need to go ring, ring.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
That's what's on the commercials.
I have to say ring, ring?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you might be in the commercial.
What if it confuses her?
It's not going to confuse her.
So I have to say ring, ring?
Yes.
Then do I say hello? Does she say hello?
Whatever.
Well, how does the commercial go?
Thank you.
Hold on. Yes. No, that's okay. I was just, we were talking about your Progresso chicken cheese enchilada flavor on my highly rated show here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And listeners were calling going, I haven't been able to find that in several years. Don't most of the retailers carry it? Okay. No, that's okay. And by the way, you're not on the air. I have to have your permission. It's FCC rules and regs, so only I can hear you. Nobody else can hear you. But my compliments, and if you need my address for a free case to send me.
Oh my God.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day. God bless you. Soup.
What'd she say? What's up?
She said she couldn't come on.
Oh.
That's too bad.
But they appreciated the phone call.
Well, I'm sure they do. They always do in the commercials, no matter how ridiculous.
You think if I had said ring, ring, she'd have gone, okay, put me on.
Yeah. And say you're wearing a green dress.
Why?
That was another thing in one of the commercials.
I've never seen any of these commercials.
How could you not? Oh, my God, they run everywhere.
Because the man don't have cable.
Even, like, I don't see how you've not seen them on YouTube. And
he watches TV over the air and eats nothing but soup.
Good soup. Progresso. Which should be free.
Can I get on your commercial if I say ring ring and tell you I'm dressed like Gumby? It ain't a green dress. It's all I got. On St. Patrick's Day, I'm the cock of the walk, Jay.
Five or 6 minutes on another stupid bit. She even offered to look it up to see which stores in our area carried it.
And you didn't have her do it?
I believe I've done enough for the...
You said that was the point of you calling. Well, I thought maybe people were trying to find it.
Maybe, and it's also gluten-free, which, personally, I love gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at the beginning of that Def Leppard song. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.437, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic is brought to you by Join Me. Whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off. Let's get started off in Deep Ellum. Westbound Elm Street between Hall and 45 is completely shut down due to some police activity. Some jackwad called in a bomb threat out of school. Let's move into Mesquite. Southbound 635, right at I-30, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Northwest Highway. In Allen, northbound 75, right before McDermott, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Parker Road. In Euless, southbound 121, right at Glade Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from 360. And finally, in Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Forest Hill Drive, road construction there has the three right lanes shut down. Only the left lane is getting by right now. Traffic there is jacked up in the area. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight will be cloudy and 41. Tomorrow, still cloudy. a high in the low 60s. Right now, we're looking at 53 degrees and 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
The whole concept is stupid. I hate the Romans.
Why are you against it?
For the most part, just Roman numerals.
Yeah.
What kind of dumb thing is that? It's like you're watching the end of the movie. Hey, I wonder when this was made. You see the Roman numerals. All of a sudden, I got to do math and subtraction. And can you imagine doing real math and subtraction with Roman numerals?
I don't want to. No, thank you.
I don't know why we adopted that, certain things, you know, like the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is getting away from Roman numerals.
No, they're sticking with it.
I don't even know what it is now. I know it used to be like MCM. What is it now?
Now it's XL.
Next year would be L, but they're going to 50.
They are going Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, just for next year.
Just for next year. After that, they're going back to the Roman numerals.
Exactly.
So after that, it would be L1?
Yeah, L-I.
Is that right?
X-L-I?
No, just L-I.
Just L-I, gotcha.
I don't know, I just woke up one night, I don't know why I went, Roman numerals.
It's been so long, so the I forget what some of them are, like obviously with the L's and stuff. I can see a couple of them, like from 1900-something, and I'll be like, okay, I know that's 90.
Yeah, why make it so long to where you got an M, and then you got another M, but you got to take 100 away from the second M, so you put a C in there. All right, all the way I'm already doing subtraction, mm-hmm. and the rest of them I got to add up, unless it's 4, and then I got to do more subtraction. Old concept is f***ed up.
They basically are giving you a math problem.
Just reading a Roman numeral, just yeah. The date is a math problem.
19.
Okay, plus, they weren't really kindly to Jesus.
No, they were not.
I just never understood why certain companies or businesses picked up Roman numerals, like movies, Super Bowl.
Some of them, that just for whatever reason, it makes it feel more either formal or official. It's like, ooh, they mean business. They used Roman numerals.
What does that mean? Is that supposed to scare me?
I don't know. It's,
you want to confuse people? Put it in Vietnamese.
That would throw some folks off.
Everything else is totally readable, but
or just do it in the stick numbers. You get up to 4, then you put the 5th across the hash.
Oh my god! just do it with tallies.
It scrolls down for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It took me 2.5 hours to write out 2015. Okay. You got.
That would really suck when you got to do your taxes. Yes, I have some audio.
I mean, think about it. How would you do math subtraction with Roman numerals?
You mean if you did like an actual problem? So try 100 minus 25.
And then
that might be too easy.
How long do you think it would take you to figure that one out?
I'd have to type it into Google.
I mean, could you actually take the 1 away from the M?
I don't think that's how it works. I think you have to decipher. You have to translate each set. And then you do it with numbers, not Roman numbers.
Well, obviously, it's a dead numerological system. Otherwise, they teach it in school.
I think they still do.
Why would they use Roman numerals?
Just so you're aware of them. You know that they exist. So when you see the end of a movie and you actually watch all the way to the end credits, or you were watching the Super Bowl, you can tell which number it is, even though they're going to tell you.
I'm not doing that. That. I'll IMDb it. Did you actually do this math on your own? I did not. Wikied it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just different normal things in life that seem normal. You go, why the F do we do that? And why am I wasting time on the air complaining about Roman numerals?
Well, it's clearly something that has gotten to you, and you need to get it off your chest. I mean, it woke you up in the middle of the night, so...
Just the concept pisses me the off. Romans.
You know there's people in their car? Yeah! Screw them Roman numerals.
Think about it if your speedometer was in Roman numerals.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
How fast are you driving? IV. Is that right?
55?
55. Mm-hmm. 44. That'd be
44, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Oh, it'd be VV then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So I was driving under the speed limit.
Well, wouldn't that just be 55?
VV.
VV would be 55.
Yeah, 55.
Not, but not if you're going to do 55, it's got to be... Yeah, it's a different letter, isn't it? It'd be LV, right? Yeah. 55 would be LV.
Oh, that's right. Just I'm drunk. Just take me in. Who cares how fast I was going? Write me for the front plate while you're at it.
I can't drive LV. It's completely changed music.
Alfie, what's line two?
He says he's a math teacher who can help with...
We're going this far.
I guess so.
We already called soup. This is a step up.
You know, out of context, that really makes us sound stupid. What'd you do today? Called soup? You called soup? Yep.
Sure did.
What did soup say? Soup couldn't come on.
We've had Oscar-winning directors on this program. We couldn't get Progresso to come on.
You know, I've interviewed people like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And
James Cameron.
Coscarelli.
Captain Kirk. Both of them.
Nope. Never had William Shatner on.
Had one of them.
Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed big people. You better tell somebody there at Soup headquarters to come on with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What is it, Charles?
Hey, yes, sir. I'm an 8th grade math teacher, and I was going to say, we don't really teach Roman numerals, but when you add and subtract with Roman numerals, you're not really adding your you break down, let's say, the L into five X's, and then if you need to break them down into V's, you break them down and then take away everything and then recombine it back together. So in essence, you're not really doing the math. You're just taking away the...
I'm doing some subtraction because, like, what is 1900? Is that MCM?
Yes, sir, I believe so.
All right, so I have to use that C and take that away from the M.
Right.
Well, that's subtraction. And then if I got to add stuff, so like if I got an X and three I's, I got to go, okay, that X is 10, and then, all right, that's 13.
Right.
Just saying a number is math, is arithmetic. Now, how do you actually do, can you do arithmetic with Roman numerals?
You can. It's just more difficult, but yeah. In essence, you can. You know, if you're doing 30 plus 20, which is 50, those five X's make an L. And so then you combine it into an L, and then if you have four L's, of course, then you can combine them into other things. So it's just a game of combining things into numbers that represent bigger numbers.
I want you to do something for me. I know it's a couple of months away.
Yes, sir.
You teach a math class, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, hang on. On Wednesday, April 1st, I want you to tell your students that the entire day will be arithmetic and Roman numerals.
Okay.
And then call me back and let me know how many hang themselves.
I will. I'll get a little video for it.
Nice.
About that.
All right. Thank you, boss.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You go in there for someone's calculus class or trigonometry, and you say, today I want you to take your graphing calculators and put them in your book bag. And instead, we're going to use the TI abacus.
And what do they call the new math?
Common Core.
Yeah. Ready to do Common Core Roman numerals.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. Can we smoke dope in class today?
I think, yeah, I think that's a sick day. Mm-mm, I'm out.
Okay. I'm sorry, the audio you have is what?
I have cut five. Our buddy, Emery King, is back.
Love Emery.
Yes.
He's the one that did the they called it Silverado.
Silverado.
Talked about how much he loves Chevy trucks, and anybody that drives a Ford truck, anytime he's seen a Ford truck jump, it landed on a...
You got it. Also right. A big fan of the Colorado and some other things. Today, though, he tackles Droid versus iPhone.
If I had to guess, I would say Emery. Is that the way you say his name?
Emery King, A-M-I-R-I.
Got his own YouTube channel.
Is on YouTube.
I would say he's probably an Android man.
You would be correct.
Okay. How long's the clip?
I chopped it down to a little over a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
Today I want to talk to you about Android versus iPhone. I know what you're wondering. Emery, which one do you use? I use an Android. I have an IQ over 4. You ask an iPhone user what their IQ is? Well, they'll just say purple.
Does the audio clean up?
It kind of goes back and forth. I tried to clean it up some, but his audio wasn't as good this time as he's had in the past.
What's your IQ? Purple.
You ask an iPhone user what their IQ is? Well, they'll just say purple. The iPhone comes with a sleek, slim design. Much slimmer than an Android. That way you can fit into your skinny jeans. Or your ass. I will admit, Apple has an amazing 24-hour support team. In case you have any questions about updates, firmware, or if you need to know how to put on a condom with your mouth. My neighbor bought an iPhone.
I forget what state he's in, but if he ever comes through Dallas-Fort Worth, we need him on.
He's going to live here.
Firmware, or if you need to know how to put on a condom with your mouth. My neighbor bought an iPhone for his kids for Christmas. The very next day, the cops kicked his door in. Turns out, he wasn't allowed around kids. Most Androids are...
Nice saying pedophiles buy iPhones.
You take from that whatever you want would be his answer. He just says he's not allowed around kids. That's all.
Kick his door in. Turns out, he wasn't allowed around kids. Most Androids are water resistant. iPhones are resistant too. Not to water, to getting...
To getting what? Effed?
Oh, well, sort of.
Let me turn the mics off. Oh. To getting clam.
Mm-hmm.
iPhones are resistant too. Not to water, to getting the iPhone connects to your iPad or your iMac via the iCloud. What a coincidence. I connect myself to your mom's face all the time via my Remember when Satan tempted Eve with an apple? What a stupid bitch. Androids have a panoramic photo option, which comes in handy when I'm taking pictures of my iPhones also have a panoramic option, which also comes in handy when your sister takes pictures of my iPhones are gay. They smell like dicks and hot spit.
I missed it.
Yeah, back her up a hair.
And when I'm taking pictures of my iPhones also have a panoramic option, which also comes in handy when your sister takes pictures of my I don't know iPhones are gay. They smell like dicks and hot spit. I could have.
They smell like what?
Cranks and hot spit.
Oh. Did you have to bleep this out?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. I might have let that one go.
I actually, I thought about that for like 5 minutes. I was like, I got the raw that I'll give you. You can listen to your heart's content.
iPhones also have a panoramic option, which also comes in handy when your sister takes pictures of my I don't know iPhones are gay. They smell like dicks and hot spit. I couldn't sleep the other night. I laid in bed. I started counting iPhone users. F***ing sheep. My friend posted on Facebook the other day that he got the brand new iPhone 6. I said, hell, that's one way to come out of the closet. iPhone 6? More like iPhone dicks. Droids are powered by lightning. Real lightning. And they're specially made by trained falcons. American flag.
Falcons.
Androids.
Mm-hmm.
Trained by falcons.
And
Six? More like I bone Droids are powered by lightning. Real lightning. And they're specially made by trained falcons. With American flag bandanas. iPhones are manufactured by old Starbucks cups. Hipster cheese. And Obama supporters.
This video is brought to you by Don's Auto Sales and Muffler Shop of Boonville, Indiana. Click the link in the description and like them on Facebook. Do what I say or I'll falcon punch you so hard it'll break your ankles.
Falcons with bandanas. American.
Falcons with American flag bandanas.
And the iPhones are made out of, by who? Out of Starbucks cups and...
And hipster weenie cheese. And Obama supporters.
Tell me you kept another one of his.
Oh, I have other stuff of his in that same folder. It's just not numbered.
It's all labeled Emery?
I think most of them should be. A-M-I.
I don't know why I always go with an E.
Well, I think that's the standard way most people would spell it.
Let's see. Camaro.
Oh, yeah, the Camaro.
You like the Camaro or the Silverado?
Let's go with the classic. I haven't heard that in a while. Hopefully it's edited.
I don't see it.
Actually, you know what? I may not have had that one. I think you brought that one.
Oh, did I find the first one?
I think so.
Yes.
Because I didn't have that.
How do you spell his name? A-M what?
A-M-I-R-I.
Chevy versus, there it is.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about this Chevy Colorado. Chevy Colorado might be small, but at least it's not a goddamn Ford. How do I know it outperforms any Ford on the market? Well, these suckers don't drive it. The Chevy Colorado's small, but it's roomy. Comes with a crew cab. Enough room in there to fit a murder weapon. Not in the glove box, in my f***ing pants. The Chevy Colorado has tons of room. Me and four of my buddies got hit from your sister right there. Well, your dad watched from a Ford. What's that?
Sorry. Since you don't watch most commercials anymore, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the Colorado. And that happened after he cut his spot.
I'm surprised he hasn't gone after Dodge. Dodge Ram Truck. Make up your mind. What you going to do? Dodge or Ram? What are you, tranny? That's always been my quandary with the Dodge Ram trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which one? Dodge or Ram?
Right, Chevy drivers or Ford drivers? Well, it's simple. It's the size of our dicks. Knock, knock. Who's there? Ford. That's the joke. What?
That one took me a couple times to catch it.
Every time I see a Ford, it's lifted. Well, the answer's simple. When a man gets out of his Ford, he don't want to get his dress dirty. Colorado's come with a lifetime guarantee. Guarantee? You're not going to be a f***. Chevy owners titty-fuck titty. But Ford owners, they titty-fuck nutsack. Chevy engines come standard with a dick slap to the face. Let's take a look under the hood. Well, this pipe here is made out of pure white gold. Transfers the hurricane to the tornado dispenser.
Not only does it have an air pressure regulator,
but it also doubles as a c*** ring. Real men drive Colorado. I heard Ford Rangers are real popular with females. Any female drives a Ranger, they got mud pies in their pussy.
Hand me the bottle.
Yeah.
That was so odd, again, because we're not syndicated, that we play this spot, gave him credit.
Yep.
Like I said before, if we're going to steal something off YouTube and you wrote something, we're going to give you credit for it.
Yes.
Not like the TV networks.
No.
Of, yeah, we found this. Yeah, you found it on somebody's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Females. Any female drives a Ranger, they got mud pies in their pussy. You want to check out additional footage of the Chevy Colorado? Go to www.fyourmomlastsaturday.com. The other day, I seen a Ford owner leaving Walmart. I had to stop and flag him down. Left his purse on the hood. Chevys are brought to you by hard work, dirty jeans, and MMA events. Fords are brought to you by cut-off jean shorts, unscuffed construction boots, and your local gay club. Colorados are so durable, they don't lose their resale value. Engine runs fine. Might have some cosmetic problems. Girls are always grinding their pussies on it. The difficult thing about driving a Ford is the hardship and turmoil. Have to tell your family you're gay. But you drive a Ford. They already know you're gay. Ford and Chevy owners are different. Chevy owners are rugged, durable, bulletproof. Ford owners,
picking fights at the club. I see a girl wearing the same dress. Last time I seen a Ford jump something, it landed on a dick.
Flo, if there are any Ford spots, you may want to move
them. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
We'll be back. 506, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound I-35 between Colorado Boulevard and I-30 was shut down a little earlier for an accident. Traffic there's jacked up back from the Zang Curve. In Mesquite, southbound 635, right at I-30, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Northwest Highway. Also in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, right at Galloway, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from 635. Into Plano, northbound 75 between Parker and Spring Creek. Got two accidents through there. That has traffic jacked up back from Plano Parkway. And finally in Euless, southbound 121 right at Glade Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from 360. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Tonight will be cloudy, 41 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, it's 62 for the high. Right now, it's 53 at 97.1, the Eagle.
You, you, and you. Prove it. K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I got an email back from Mayor Price from Fort Worth.
Oh, good.
Sorry, Russ. I've been sick, in bed with the flu.
Oh.
Didn't see your call until about 5 minutes ago. This flu's a bear. I hate being sick. I'm a whoop its dog ass. Let's talk in a day or two. I hope she's feeling better by Thursday when she's chewing that insurance company's ass.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
I just make them come to her house.
Mm-hmm.
Go get me a belt.
On your way in, pick a switch.
You know she's got a special tree out front.
Yeah, I'm going to beat your dog ass with this switch. And then walk around asking inappropriate questions about your workman's comp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's it.
Well, good. Well, I hope she's... Hope she feels better. I almost said, "Aw." Then I realized that's dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah, the flu is probably pissed off. It picked her.
I chose poorly.
Man, of all the people.
And then I got an email from Jerry Reynolds, the car pro.
Yeah.
Heard me talking yesterday. Again, I'll make this quick because it's all about me. He said, "You don't want the Hellcat." That's
the new Dodge Charger.
The Challenger.
Challenger, sorry.
Challenger with 707 horsepower and whatever.
Yeah.
He said, "You don't want that one? I test drove it. It scared the living shit out of me."
Okay.
But there is another package. It's the 2015 Dodge Challenger Scat Pack package.
I don't know if I want that Scat Pack.
Yeah, as long as it didn't say Scat on the car.
Yeah.
I mean, in the past, you know, Scat was like fast, like a cat.
Yeah, but not today's standards.
No.
Everyone's going to think you're driving a Dookie Mobile.
Yeah, I don't want Emery King. Fine, now I'm driving a car called Scat Pack.
He'd make you a special video.
Then he sent me a link to his review, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just don't see the... what the TTL is on it.
On the one that he reviewed?
Yeah. The, what's it called? It just says, it's RT. I guess it's the SRT, whatever that is. And the Scat Pack. And then you go down and look at his review. And Jerry's really got no. allegiance to anybody. If it's a good car, it's a good car.
Yeah.
What I like most, everything. Looks, performance, interior, value. What I would change, nothing. Oh, here's the base price. Base price is $38,495 as equipped. So this would be top end. It's $44,000, which is about what I paid for mine.
Yeah.
Fuel economy. Why'd you even put that in there?
Mm-hmm. I think they're required to.
Well, it's his review. It's his website. He can put whatever he wants.
In case someone's curious. Maybe they want to save one more gallon over a Camaro.
It gets 14 in the city.
Woo.
23 on the highway.
Yeah. Mm.
It weighs 4,000 pounds. Let's see, 2015 fuel tank. 2015 Challenger, in a few words, beast of a muscle car and a great buy. The Car Pro rating from Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro.
Mm-hmm.
5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to have to tell Jeff Korn that's what I want to test drive.
Nice.
I can't test drive no pussy Challenger.
you don't have that phone call.
And I don't know how many horsepower mine puts out. I think mine's a 6.4 Hemi. This is a 6.4 Hemi he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got 485 horsepower. He goes, no turbochargers, no superchargers, just old school blunt force trauma. But the body style hasn't changed.
I don't think it needs to. The body style's good.
It is, but if you're going to buy a new car, you kind of like for it to look a little different.
Well, the search I did, it pulled up on Car and Driver, and does yours have that lower lip on the front?
Yes.
Okay. Well, get a different color.
I like black.
I know you do. I'm looking at a photo of one that is gray with the black dual black racing stripe.
I don't like gray. I like black. The one that Jerry's testing in this video on his website, CarPro USA, is black. Man, I thought Jerry lost some weight. He sure seems to fill that car up. No offense.
Oh, I'm sure he feels so much better.
Yeah. Black leather seats with red leather inserts. It's about as close to Batmobile as you can get. I'm buying that one. I'm done looking.
All right. See, and that what you should have done, you should have just called Jerry and said, hey, what should I get? And he just tells you.
Well, I just thought, first of all, I'm not buying a Hellcat.
You should at least go test drive one if you can. That'd be fun.
Chloe and I test drove a Lamborghini.
Yes.
At Lamborghini Dallas?
Believe so. 75?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was...
Yeah.
Because we were riding. Remember our old regional operations manager for CBS, Brian Ongaro?
Yep.
He works there now.
Mm.
And he said, come on out. You need to drive one of these. I went, how about you just drive? And I obviously scared the urine out of both Chloe and me.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, all right, let's take it out of this parking lot and you drive it. So, you know, a little bit. He goes, gas. What about it? Give.
Use it.
Well, I can't afford this if I wreck it. Okay, I can, but I'm not buying
one. That's right.
So I think if Chloe and I have test driven a Lamborghini, I think the Hellcat's a step below that.
All right.
No offense to Dodge.
Yeah, but damn. It's like, I like my vision. It just kind of blurs for a few seconds.
I'm actually surprised three men could fit in a Lamborghini.
No, we wanted
separate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for a second there, I was worried Chloe had to sit in your lap.
But you're right. Chloe's right. As soon as he stepped on the gas, all of a sudden everything blurred for like 2 seconds, and then the stars came into focus.
Yeah. It's kind of like in Star Wars and they go into light speed.
Star Trek warp slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you can see again.
Spaceballs, ludicrous speed.
Driving, he's just... obviously was showing it. I don't know why. He knew I wasn't going to buy one.
I think that he's probably just enjoying the fact that he could take one out for a spin.
Show it off.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Passed a cow on the side of the road. All we heard was, "Moop." Okay. Any more audio? Ready to start news. We need to do something of substance.
I also have Cut 4. This is definitely of substance. A new documentary is out, and it's about a man who had a year-long affair with a dolphin at a Florida theme park where he was working as a photographer.
What cut?
It'll be Cut 4. This is not an isolated occurrence, that documentary. Last year, there was a documentary the BBC called The Girl Who Talked to Dolphins about a male dolphin.
I actually saw that one. She was teaching the dolphin how to speak English.
Various training exercises.
The dolphin obviously couldn't, because their tongue doesn't articulate like ours.
Mm-hmm.
They can't repeat certain words. There's no way that dolphin could say mother.
Well, anyway, the woman here, she talked about some of the other things that she had to occasionally do while training her dolphin.
So this is the story about the guy screwing dolphins.
This is the woman from the documentary that you saw. I haven't been able to track down audio yet from the new documentary.
Oh, you were just looking for a segue.
Yeah.
It was very precious. It was very gentle. Peter was right there. He knew that I was right there. Again, it was sexual on his part. It was not sexual on mine. Sensuous, perhaps. We've just become part of what was going on, like an itch. Just get rid of that. We'll scratch it and we'll be done. Move on. And that's really all it was. I was there to get to know Peter. That was part of Peter.
All right, what about it?
She
touched it. Dingy?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Is it the way she got him to say words?
No, she was saying just because of the relationship that they shared, it was like she described it as he had an itch, and in order to
get
back to training, just you do it real quick, get it over with, and then you're back to doing the stuff you're there for.
I'm not scratching a dolphin's.
And how did she know that it itched there?
Oh, I'm sure, with one of his dorsals, he went.
Yep. He probably just pressed it inside of her leg. Hey.
Right here.
Hey. You feel that?
Okay. I'm fascinated by dolphins, but not to the point of wanting to scratch their peters.
What if it was female?
I'm not fingering a dolphin.
Okay. Well, yeah, because there is a documentary. I think it's going to be at Sundance, or was it? Alfie, when is Sundance?
I think it's going on right now.
All right. It's at Sundance right now. It's called Dolphin Lover, and it's a documentary about this guy who claims to have had this year-long relationship with a dolphin back in, like, the late 70s.
Relationship like a owner-pet relationship?
Mm-mm.
Or they was closing the deal?
It was a love affair.
What did he look like?
The photo I saw of him from back then, it was your standard guy from the 70s.
Not somebody you'd look at and go, yeah, he f***ed dolphins.
No. He just looked like...
Because most of the guys you see on the news, they get caught, in horses or any other type of beast. They always have just that standard, either great big fat or really thin gaunt.
Mm-hmm. This guy was really thin at the time, yeah. But I know what you're saying. When you see their mugshot, you think, he looks like he'd screw a horse.
Here's his mugshot. Guilty. Well, you don't know what he did. I know he something that wasn't on two legs.
And they always had that look on their face where you're just like, yeah. Yeah, he did.
That's right. I gave it to Flipper good. A raw dog, Flipper.
He actually claims that the dolphin came on to him. And so she started it, as if that's supposed to make it.
I've had dogs hump my legs before, and I've never really shown any interest.
Mm-mm. You didn't reciprocate.
And I don't know what it is about your leg that a dog feels like it needs to hump, because it looks nothing like a bitch's area.
I've always heard it's a power play. It's about
dominance. You're not going to win this one.
It's a dog's way of showing that, hey, I'm the alpha.
You want to end up at the Omega?
No, I don't.
Because I'm going to kick it off.
No, you should. I don't think there's anything worse than if you were actually just, if you were to actually allow a dog to slick leg you.
Well, you know, if he starts, it's best just go ahead and let him finish.
Just shut up, Cousin Eddie.
All right. Let's do news.
All right.
521, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. Birthdays today. Australian actress Rebel Wilson turns 29. The new Mrs. George Clooney, Amal Clooney, turns 37 today. Actress Isla Fisher is 39. Russ, you know her as Gloria, the crazy redheaded chick in Wedding Crashers. Also, Warwick Davis, he turns 45. He's a...
From Leprechaun.
Very good. Almost all the Leprechauns.
But the big movie, well, he was...
Willow. Also the Harry Potter movies. He was also Wicket in Return of the Jedi. And he's going to have some type of role in the new Star Wars movies next year.
Will he be nude?
I don't think anyone has really ever been nude in the Star Wars movies.
I think he should be. I'm sorry. I just like using this phrase. Star Wars needs rental nudity.
Oh, my God.
That's where I keep my gold.
Nathan Lane is 59. Porn star Mike Horner turned 60. He starred in over 1,400 films, including Ace Ventura, Crack Detective, Everybody Loves Raymond, and I, Cream of Jeannie. Morgan Fairchild is 65, and Gwyneth Paltrow's mom, she's an actress as well, Blythe Danner, turned 72. Senator Rand Paul argued on Monday that debate over whether to allow parents more choice in vaccination of their children was a matter of freedom, citing personal knowledge of kids who wound up with profound mental disorders after receiving immunizations for diseases like hepatitis B and measles.
Does he say what percentage or just people he knows?
He just says people that have told him things.
Okay. Has the AMA said anything to him?
I know Dr. Sanjay Gupta jumped on CNN today pretty quick after the story came out and said this man's wrong and he needs to shut up.
Okay. Those are the people I'm going to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
They make money from the drug companies.
Now,
First of all, we're talking about viruses in general or vaccines in general or specifically measles, because measles is really making a comeback, but there are people dying from it again.
Yeah, there are people that have. There's like 100 cases in like 14 different states, and it's because of idiot parents that won't vaccinate their children because they read a report that was obliterated by the scientific community as wrong.
And where do they read the report? I hate to guess it would just be online.
Well, it is, but the thing is most people hadn't read it. They heard it from other celebrities like Jenny McCarthy or idiot politicians who had someone come up to them at a fundraiser and say, my kid had vaccines and now they're retarded. And now you have the politicians saying, you see, I have proof. People told me this.
Here's a guy right here. Said his kid was made retarded by the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And he's a doctor and did the full study and everything and found this to be true?
Yeah, this is my kid right here. They gave him a shot and he turned retarded.
I don't think it was the shot.
Why not?
Because
he's just like me until he got the shot. Now he's retarded and can drive a car.
Okay. Rand Paul said, I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Do we even have choices? I know that mine goes back a long way. Measles was just something that if you or your brother got, then your mom crammed you in the same room. I know I've had chicken pox. Measles, yep. I don't know. But parents would just cram you together so you both have it at the same time, be done with it. Now you're immunized. You don't have to worry about it.
Makes sense.
I don't know what the vaccinations were that they gave us as a kid.
I've forgotten most of them.
You have a scar on your arm?
No. I do, but it's from barbed wire.
See that?
No.
You don't see that scar?
Oh,
right there. I've seen bitches.
I don't know. It's hard to tell from that flexing tricep.
Well, here. I'll unflex it. Maybe it's the other arm. I think it was always the left arm. Yeah. There's a slight scar. Maybe as you get older, it just kind of...
Scars typically... Oh, I see it. Right there.
Over there.
Yeah.
That's your smallpox one, isn't it?
I don't know.
Wait, the vaccine or the actual disease?
No, the vaccine.
got a shot for smallpox and give me rickets and syphilis.
Someone switched up those vials.
Damn. And when I was a kid, it was the air gun. Nobody ever got that?
I don't think I ever got the air gun. I remember seeing it on TV and movies and things, and I remember when I was a kid and asking my parents, I was like, what is that? That looks awful.
It didn't hurt. It was just scary. Line one, Alfie?
Yeah, he's upset at Dan.
Oh.
Excellent.
Yes, Matthew.
Hey, Dan needs to quit it with the idiot parents thing. I've got three children. One of them has autism. Two of them do not. The two that don't have autism get vaccinations just fine. The one that does have autism, vaccinations impact him negatively. It slows down his progress in learning. And I don't know if it's truly the vaccination that does it or not, but I can tell you that when he does get vaccinated, we see negative impacts on it.
What does the doctor say?
The doctor says don't do it.
Okay, well, then you got medical advice, and now you're not an idiot because you had a medical professional tell you it's not a good idea for your child with autism.
Exactly.
Hang on. Matt, how old is your son with autism?
Seven.
When was he diagnosed?
Just before his third birthday.
And when did he get vaccinated?
We stopped doing vaccinations when he was four and a half or so.
Okay.
But are you thinking that the vaccines cause the autism?
I don't know what causes the autism. I'm not going to jump on that. He is who he is because God wanted him that way.
So how is it then you're relating the vaccinations to your child having autism when you just said that's not the case?
No, what I'm relating it to is negatively impacting him and his growth moving forward.
Well, but he can't. It's not. The doctor said it's not a good idea for him, but it's okay for your other children.
The doctor says, it's impacting him negatively, so if you don't want to vaccinate him, don't.
Okay.
And we go through there once a year. We fill a form out with the state so he can go to school. He goes to public school.
And that makes sense. That's like having a note from your doctor. But you said you had two other children?
My two other children, they get vaccinated regularly. I mean, they're 11 and
okay,
13.
Okay, then you're not clumped into the idiots.
No. Now let's throw this part out there as well. That the parents who do vaccinate their kids, in my opinion, need to shut up on their opinions because their kids are the safest. If you don't vaccinate your kid's going to be the one that catches the disease. It's your fault for it. They're your children.
So how is it you're mad at Dan? And
because he said the idiot parents who don't vaccinate their kids.
And I was referring, Matt, to the people that hear about it from someone like Jenny McCarthy who read a bad report and passed it off as fact. That's what I'm talking about. Russ is saying is you went to a doctor, and a doctor said, yeah, don't do it for this child.
You made the wise decision for your child, and they said, no, don't do it.
I just pick up a smaller paintbrush when you start painting is all I'm saying. Because it reflects negatively on those of us who go through the proper channels.
You know we're on the same side. You're still arguing with us.
No, I love you guys. You guys are great.
All right. Then I will refrain from calling you an idiot. You're welcome.
There are so many other possible contributing factors when it comes to autism or, you know, disorders on the autism spectrum.
Well, it's unfair to point out one. Alfie can't, what is it, Alfie, you can't have because you're detached retina?
Steroids.
Okay. Let's say it was required for everybody to get steroid shots. Mm-hmm. Well, Alfie wouldn't be able to do it, and his doctor would say he can't because somehow Alfie was in this weird freak fish accident and he got hit in the back of the head because he misguessed the price.
That's right. Total freak accident.
It was just, in Alfie's case, it was just the perfect storm.
And clearly not the fault of anyone here.
I hate you guys.
What kind of fish was it? I want to say it was a salmon.
No, it wasn't salmon.
What did it feel like, Alfie?
It wasn't anything as nice as a salmon.
Yeah, you're right. Salmon would have been too much.
Was it like a skate fish?
It was like some sort of tilapia or something.
Actually, yeah, a frozen tilapia.
Tilapia doesn't weigh that much. How could that attach your retina?
It was the whole thing, and it was completely frozen solid.
It wasn't frozen solid.
Yeah. It hit me in the back of the head.
I think it was.
Well, see, that's the story. Who bought the fish?
JD.
Then it's JD's fault for having bought frozen fish, because that's going to be even slipperier than just fish regular.
Yeah. Had you let me buy it, it'd have been a thawed out catfish and you'd have your vision today.
That's good. Let's stay with that.
Mm-hmm. But my point is, if a medical professional, you can't. Well, why do I have to go to the library and read about it? Why can't I just go on the internet? Because the library is full of books that are produced and they have to go through publishers and editors, and they have to fact check, and they can't just put it online and immediately hit post and it's on. There's a liability that goes along with books. Internet, no liability. So if you really want to check something out, either A, call your healthcare professional, or go to the library. And while you're there, use the Wi-Fi for porn.
They actually frown on that.
Who does?
The law.
What if it's nice porn?
Nice porn?
Yeah.
Define nice porn.
Well, where she doesn't get it in the face. Or she turns her cheek to the side and the guy's courteous enough just to hit her on the side of the face.
That gets courteous. Here, they'd give you a nice cheek pie.
Right. Now, if you're looking at fish hook porn.
Oh! Oh, God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
541, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Three Forks Steakhouse. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound 67, just before Loop 12 Ledbetter. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Keast. Also in Dallas, north on I-35, just before the Mixmaster, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up back from Illinois. In Mesquite now, eastbound Highway 80, right at Galloway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to 635. And finally in Plano, southbound on the tollway right at Parker Road, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is jacked up back to 121. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight will be cloudy, 41 for a low. Tomorrow, still cloudy, a high of 62. Right now, 52, the 97.1, the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Alfred, what do you got?
I got about half and half for and against immunization.
Half the people for autism. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I couldn't decide. I didn't know if that meant that they could paint.
Give us your children. You don't get to keep them. Give us to them.
Why not?
Because you clearly should not have them. I'm not really sure we should keep you around, so just give us the kids for now.
All of them?
How many you got?
It depends.
All of them. Pull your hands out from behind your back.
All right, then. Sorry, Ben, CPS says you got to go. I'd like to make a donation to the Garrison family on behalf of supporting Ben while he's going through goat rehab.
That would probably be wise.
All right. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hey. I was calling to, kind of scold Dan about the whole, idiot parent thing. I guess I wouldn't necessarily call it not vaccinating, but it's over-vaccinating. And every time you bring your child to the doctor, they want to inject them 5, 6, 7 different times with different vaccinations.
Well, if you don't think the doctor knows what he's doing, why are you taking him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
a good question.
The best way to explain it is with the measles shots, for instance. It's called MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. So it's three different diseases that they've combined into one shot. And on top of the preservatives that they put into it, it can have a negative impact on any child, a healthy child.
Well, obviously the percentages are really low, or they would have either made a cleaner drug or just removed this one altogether.
Yeah. Well, and the whole reason that I even started researching this, I mean, I had my children vaccinated on schedule as required, and my daughter, she was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. It's a form of arthritis in children. It's very rare. She was 5 years old when she was diagnosed, which was one of the youngest cases that her rheumatologist had ever seen. And
do they think one of the vaccines caused that?
That's what started me on researching it. They can't sit there and say, yes, that's exactly what it was that caused it. But there is a higher rate in children with juvenile arthritis that have been vaccinated, and it was the MMR vaccine.
Where did you go to research it?
I've been on public forums. I've looked at different scientists have published in either magazines, and yeah, it's all been online, but it's through the magazine.
Go to the library.
I understand that.
Go find a book, because again, most of the publishers, editors, writers, mm-hmm. they vet their information, so it's not just something I can type whatever I want, put it online, and then because all it takes is just a couple of buffoons to read it and start spreading it around. And then you end up with a Jenny McCarthy scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that woman's kind of crazy, but...
And, Michelle, that's what I was referring to when I said idiot parents, when parents who've done zero research, haven't taken their kids mm-hmm. to a doctor, and instead mm-hmm. they've taken their kids to Dr. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. And I mean, my daughter, she's almost 9 now, so this has been 4 years I've gone on, and it's... Now I won't take them to the doctor and, okay, let's do polio and Hep B and, you know, measles, and let's do it all at once and get it all over with. It's a spread out thing, but, you know, it's not the state schedule, so therefore I have to get an exemption form from the state because they're not right exactly on schedule, which they need to be
in school. Okay, thank you.
Can I have a crack at this, please?
Sure, because I'm tired of talking to them, and I... Hate cutting a chick off when she's talking about her children and worried about autoimmune disease. I got it. What do you got, Alfie?
It sucks that her kid has rheumatoid arthritis. That sucks. But there's no empirical evidence whatsoever that links vaccines with any sort of disease, autism or otherwise. The fact of the matter is, vaccinating.
And where do you get your information?
Science, medical journals,
CDC.
Yeah.
Online.
That's where you get everything now. Unfortunately, libraries aren't as up-to-date as online.
Okay. Well, if it's a valid website like the AMA or the CDC or AMCO.
Vaccines. I'm sorry. Vaccines save lives. And the reason that, you know, kids with rheumatoid arthritis might have higher incidences where they had vaccines because more of those kids are getting vaccinated because the overwhelming majority of kids are vaccinated.
And then on the opposite side of that would be kids who haven't been vaccinated, they don't seem to have the rheumatoid. Well, it's also because it's a smaller sample size.
Exactly.
So it's skewed data.
Well, and you're seeing a rise in some of the diseases we haven't heard about in years, like measles.
And we know the reason why that is. And that's because parents.
People are lazy, or they don't want to. They just think, all right, there's something here. We're going to go no slam on the search of. Not Scientology. Who's a church that thinks they can heal themselves?
Christian Scientists?
Yes, that's it.
Go that route, or we'll just go the homeopathic method.
Mm-hmm.
Some homeopathic methods may work, but I don't think they're going to work against polio or measles, chicken pox. Talk to a professional who has a vested interest in your child, because if they die, they don't make no more money off you.
See, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's real good.
Any more of these?
Line 3 is also against vaccines.
All right. Yes, Candace.
Hi. I don't vaccinate my 1-year-old daughter because when we do, it makes her very sick.
Sick how?
Her legs cramp up, and they tell you to move them because that does happen, but still with exercising them doesn't work. She starts throwing up, and she gets a really bad diaper rash and a fever.
What is she getting injections for?
She gets eight. You get 8 of them at 2 months for hepatitis.
Stuff. Just a bunch of stuff.
I'm done.
Well, I mean, you have to think about it. How long does the discomfort last? Day, a couple of days, a week?
Her legs sticked up for about a week, and couldn't move them. They were, it was awful. And if you ever had a screaming baby for 24 hours, it's not worth it.
Yeah. So you have to, you have to think. All right, do I deal with the week of uncomfort or run the risk of them getting hepatitis B and dying?
Well, I talked to her pediatrician and I breastfed her, and she said that since she was having such a horrible reaction to all of them, that after a year old, that we would start catching her up, but one at a time. So maybe some people could try that.
Okay. So it doesn't all have to be at once.
Mm-hmm. No, you can.
And again, Dan's not, I don't know if you're pissed at Dan. He's not clumping you in as an idiot. You're somebody else that's done some research. You've talked to your pediatrician.
And I was just saying that, like, maybe.
All right, let's go this route. Do you think, just so we can end all of this, do you think vaccines should be mandatory?
I think it should be on a parent's preference, but they should be educated correctly about it.
Okay, thank you. You're not going to talk them one way or the other.
Nah, she was kind of in the middle on it.
You go to a pediatrician, and if they recommend this, like, okay, they had a reaction to this, then maybe we'll do smaller dosages, we'll spread it out so the reaction isn't as great.
Right, and the good thing is since these vaccinations have been going on for decades, there is so much information, so much scientific data that physicians can pull from. I guarantee you, the problem that her daughter's having, there have been a number of other children documented had the same problem, and this doctor can look up those cases and say, these doctors did this in the 60s to fix it. We're going to do that same thing.
How many people in the room know somebody with polio? There.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a complete scientific survey, but the only person I've ever known that had polio was one of my science teachers in junior high, and it's because he had a limp, and that's the only reason we knew. And so if that was my junior high, he was probably born in the aughts. So a lot of these diseases are eradicated for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let your child. I'm soapbox. I'm off of it. I'm not.
Damn. Kids are a pain in the ass.
But you don't complain when you take your, unless you think less of your pet.
Mm-hmm.
But you take your pet into the veterinarian. Okay, they're going to need this vaccine, this vaccine, this vaccine.
Oh, they don't need all that.
Well, it's required by the city. Oh, if it's required. City doesn't let you opt out.
Mm-mm.
I know it's not exactly the same thing, but because I don't have children and my animals are the closest thing to me as my lineage, I'm going to take the vet's word for it, even though he's killed three of my dogs.
Isn't that a pisser? There's one vet that we went to for a while, and we had to stop going because the last three...
I'm kidding about Dr. Murphy.
Yeah, your doctor's very nice.
All my dogs got old and died.
The last two times we had gone to the vet, we had to put down an animal, and it was in the same stinking room. So the next time we went, we said, we're not going in that room. That's the death chamber. Put us in a different exam room. We're not going to that one ever again.
I can't keep taking calls. Clear those out.
You got it.
It's going to be one of those abortion-type arguments. One side's not going to see the other side's perspective. It's not. Me, I don't know. I don't have kids. Maybe that's another reason I had a vasectomy, so I couldn't have kids, so I wouldn't make the wrong decision.
You don't want to... Let me just throw this out.
Okay.
Part of the reason why the vaccination thing is so popular isn't just because you've had a couple of celebrities, you know, trumpet it. It's because there are so many parents that have a child that has some type of ailment or disorder that the parent cannot point to a specific thing and say, this is why my kid is this way. And since they can't point to anything concrete, they go to the vaccination thing because that's the one thing they know that all kids have.
Amen.
And it's irresponsible.
Okay, I'm obviously the only one in the room that's lost. they go to the vaccine because...
They go to the vaccine because it's the most common thing that that all these kids have in common.
It's the simplest thing to blame.
Yeah.
Lowest common denominator. Yeah. It's like with me trying to figure out my allergies. Finally, just giving in. You're going, all right. Saturday, both Chloe and I are going to go into Dr. Feldman's office.
Oh, thank God.
And we're going to get all the tests done. And then whatever they decide to jab in us, I'm good to go. I don't care how big the needle is. If it'll finally, over a period of time, clear up my allergies, you can shoot me with a needle size of a fire hose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know where I'm
going. I don't care if it's an enema.
Well, I know where I'm going to be on Saturday.
Saturday is just the tests.
Yeah.
Then they'll find out what we're allergic to. And then they'll concoct the cocktail, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then we have to go and sit in there for 6 hours one day.
Just getting stabbed over and over again.
Is that what it is, Alfie? Just a medley of shots or just one?
It's the same shot composition, but more and more and more of it throughout the day.
To see how much you can tolerate.
Exactly.
Dang.
I'm just wondering how I'm going to react to the mountain cedar, because I still had a few antihistamines in my system
mm-hmm.
when Dr. Feldman came up and did the test on my arm. And I reacted, not violently, but there's a great big welt from the mountain cedar. And that was with just traces of antihistamine still left in my system. Chloe and I had to stop taking everything yesterday. So I'm curious what it's going to be like on Saturday. They better have an EpiPen, or at least a landscaping crew. How bad did he react to the mountain cedar? He grew one. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
604. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse. Really not a damn thing going on out there right now. A couple of slowdowns for you. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound I-35 right at Marcellus. Traffic goes jacked up back from the Zang Curve. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at I-30 right there in the Mixmaster. Traffic there is jacked up back from around Market Hall. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Northside Drive. Traffic there is stop and go back from Northeast 28th Street. Other than that, traffic out there is looking, you know, pretty damn good right now. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs take on the Clippers on February 9th at the American Airlines Center. Call now. It's 214-0817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy, 62. Right now, 51. But 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, I'm going to take this one. It's about allergies. You're going to have to indulge me for a second.
Sure.
Is it Zurich?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I had been on this allergy treatment for about a year now. And since I've been on, I haven't experienced any allergies. And after about 3 months, as it slowly built up in my system, as I slowly noticed that my allergies kind of went away. I've got another year to go. And I was definitely afraid of needles as well. But they use kind of like a little insulin needle, so it's not as bad. To this day, from the year ago that I began to take the allergy treatment, I have had not, zero allergies. I have been sick with other, you know, strep, but I have not had any allergy.
Are you doing the fast track system?
Yes, yes. I think they tested me for about 60 or so different pollens.
All right, well, that explains why they have to use your back.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Because they're going to run out of room. What were you mostly allergic to?
I believe it was mold, pollen, and spores, and a couple of different random types of insects.
Really? Yep. I didn't even think about the insects.
Mm.
Especially with the plot, the size of the land I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what roams, what lurks at night?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it definitely does work.
Zurich, for the insect allergies, did they do that just in case, you know, you got stung by a wasp or a bee, then you'd have to just get medical attention, or were you somehow just sneeze around bugs?
Well, no, they did a general treatment. They did some, the tests were for, like, cockroaches and, you know, other types of mosquito bites and stuff like that, a random different type, fleas, all kinds of different insects, and, you know, I was allergic to, like, for example, cockroaches and some other different types of insects, flying insects.
I never would have thought about insects. Mm-hmm. Short of, you know, having a reaction to, like, a bee sting or a hornet to where you got to have an EpiPen handy. About 3 months in, did you notice some difference?
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually stopped taking my Zyrtec after about 3 months.
Now, when your allergies were bad, did you feel physically drained?
Physically drained. I felt tired, fatigued all the time, just clogged up all the time. My eyes were itching. You know, just a random kind of allergy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the allergy stuff, that doesn't bother me as much, you know, just the drainage and the eyes. It's just feeling like somebody came in the morning and hooked a vacuum cleaner up to me and went, all right, suck all energy out. And then you lay there until you go, I have to get up and go to work. I know I've worked at least one day this week, and that should be enough. But, yeah, I'm one of the few things I'm actually excited about. And Dr. I don't know if you heard it when Dr. Feldman was on. He seems to get it. He knows that I'm not really big on needles. He knows I'm going to be a pussy. And so if they want to do these tests on me, they'll probably have to just knock me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, one thing they did give me is an EpiPen, just in case I get to that level of, you know, it builds up to a certain point and I take a shot and for some reason I have a reaction. You have to have carry an Epi, the new style Epis with you. But I haven't had a problem, and I've kind of built all the way up to almost the highest level that I can take.
Tell me your life has changed.
It's changed dramatically.
That's all I needed. You stop right there. Yeah. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Zurich. Thank you.
Because it's just the drain.
I cannot wait for you guys to get to that point.
He said
dramatically improved, yes, but your lives are going to be completely different. You'll be part of the cured people that will walk around and see those that still have the allergy problems and say, you should get shots. I got shots. Look how happy I am.
Yeah, I know Alfie would be happy. Mm-hmm. Every day when I walk in,
like, is that what that noise is?
Yes. Bitching every day.
It's like he doesn't. He's the one that really carries around the most expertise on allergies and what you take and don't, and he doesn't.
I know.
Why is that?
Well, just yesterday I ran out of Allegra, and so I took a Benadryl, and that was stupid.
Why?
Because I was sleepy for the rest of the day.
I have a few regular Allegras in my bag if you want. I can't take them because I can't take anything until after Dr. Feldman does all of his pokage.
I don't need one right now, but I might tomorrow.
What about Sudafed? Can we take that?
Sudafed, you should be good. That's just a decongestant.
Okay.
Alfie, why aren't you doing the testing on Saturday?
I have a meeting with somebody on Saturday.
He's got an erotic photo shoot.
It's not an erotic photo shoot.
Isn't that the way it gets, Chloe?
Exactly. It's something he cannot get out of.
And he won't tell us what it is.
What?
I said, why don't you just go with us? Well, it's something I've been setting up for a while.
Okay, yeah, you're right. If he's not telling you, it's erotic.
Well, he said it had something to do. He didn't say photography, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. But
what are you taking pictures of?
I'm not taking pictures of anything.
Who are you meeting with?
I'm meeting with a fashion stylist.
Well, why can't they put it off till Sunday?
Because I told her I could meet like a month and a half ago.
So your health isn't important.
It is, but I can delay the shots. I'd rather not be a dick. And
are you going to make money off this chick?
No.
You take pictures? No?
No.
Is she hot?
She is, but she's not the one I'm taking photos of.
Who are you taking pictures of?
We haven't decided yet.
So it's a meeting about a shoot.
Exactly.
Will you make money on the shoot?
Perhaps.
Do as you wish. But when Chloe and I are cured, we'll be up on the mount praising Dr. Feldman and our allergy god, Dr. Gross.
We need a statue.
You just suffer with it as badly as I do. I just figured, first opportunity, we all go through it. Chloe and I, you and I can go on the day where we got to sit there for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're going to do.
You guys will figure something out. I think it's smart that you're going together because you got a buddy, and I'm sure you'll get into trouble.
I'm sure that they'll let us drink, right?
Yeah. Whiskey's got no antihistamines in it.
That has got to mess up the study somehow.
I got money says it don't.
I got money it says Dr. Feldman says no drinking.
I bet if Dr. Feldman's got to deal with me and jabbing me with stuff and I start getting out of control, he's gonna have an open bar.
I could see him maybe giving you just a nice sedative.
Looking at, hey, give me one of them IV things.
I need a whiskey drip.
As long as you poking me with needles, why don't you go ahead and do that? And turn this bottle of whiskey upside down.
And give me that little button.
Okay. I was just surprised Alfie wasn't going to go with us.
Yeah, I am too. And he's actually been more vocal this week about having allergy problems than you and Chloe have.
This week has been miserable for me. Eyes, snot, that drained feeling. I've never had it this bad.
And Chloe and I have had to stop everything. Mm-hmm. And that was my only fear is, can I make it through Saturday? All I got to do is make it to Saturday.
And you look good today.
I feel good. I know I haven't really been that entertaining, but I feel good.
No, you've been entertaining as well. What I'm worried about is Thursday, Friday.
We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did we start news? Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Okay. And go ahead on.
Okay. Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price will not appear in federal court this week. He withdrew his request for financial assistance for his defense against corruption charges. A judge had ordered him to appear on Tuesday and disclose more information about his personal finances. The longtime political power broker faces bribery and tax evasion charges, but he can refile the request for taxpayer help at any time.
I don't understand why he would qualify for taxpayer assistance.
I don't know if it's purely a financial thing, or if it's also because
it's all work related.
That,
well, I think possibly you pay for it on your own, and then if you're exonerated, then the taxpayers go back and pay for anything that was out of your pocket.
Hmm.
I have no other theory on it. Or he just said, "I got a question. Who's going to pay for all this?" Well, no, you ain't got no question. Ain't nobody got no question until I get my question answered. I ain't got my question answered.
I see what you're saying. And for most instances, I think that would be that would probably be the fairest thing. You're exonerated and you make the government eat it, which still sucks because that means it's taxpayer money that's doing it. And that Joe taxpayer probably had nothing to do with bringing the case in the first place. It's just possibly another example of the government using your money any way it sees fit, even if it's not the most judicious.
I don't know. I don't have a take on it. I don't know enough of I don't know any of the evidence. I know there are going to be a lot of white people just think, oh, well, his time has finally come.
Yes.
But after having him in the studio, to me, I really think you could solve a lot of theological problems around the globe if you sat down and talked to somebody. Because after we had him in the studio for an hour or so, he wasn't the big scary black man that he was when he walked in. Oh, he was still scary,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't think he had anything directed at me.
No, and what you're saying I think is right. You got to know him on a human level as opposed to this, you know, being detached from this persona of a man climbing on people's vehicles, taking off their windshield wipers.
And he did say he has calmed down as he's gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
I don't yank windshield wipers off the front of the car no more. I may take that one off the back. Those are a little easier, and I'm just kind of cutting back a little bit.
When they're not looking. The top seven things that make a relationship official, in case any of you were curious or maybe possibly denying of relationships based on other factors.
Is one of them the talk?
Actually, no.
That seems like that would be number one.
These are like a sign as opposed to the outright obvious, hey, be my girlfriend.
All right. There are how many?
So I have seven here.
You move in together.
Number one.
You start commingling funds.
See, there's a few of, be more specific. I got like three versions of that.
Buy a house together.
Number two, take out a mortgage.
You commingle funds in a bank account.
Joint bank account, number four.
You start presenting yourself as married.
No. That would be common law.
I know.
Meeting the parents, maybe?
Number seven, introducing each other to friends and family.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Somehow,
I think, fuckers. So what else is on there?
Number three, sharing bills. That's the other money one.
Yeah, that's
– it's a lot of
– that's sort of a
– yeah.
Sort of commingling funds. I'm just concerned about the three, and I'll explain in a minute. Go ahead.
Number six, saying I love you. And number five, last one that you did not get, talking seriously about the future.
Well, that's sort of that talk. That's not the are we exclusive talk.
It's the where do you want to raise children? You know, do you want them to go to, you want them to go to Polytech or do you want them to go to Frisco High?
It's wherever you want, baby. I want what you want. Well, we could start trying to have kids tonight. Didn't you have a vasectomy? Focus on one question at a time.
Focus? Yes.
Did you have a vasectomy?
Yes.
Well, then you can't have kids. How about that?
We can still try.
Oh, we can try all you want.
You never know. Miracles happen every day.
I'll even use the leave it in method. The reason my top three were, and we've covered this before, is if you live together, you commingle funds, and even if you haven't gone through the ceremony, if you present yourself as a married couple, then you're common law married.
Yep.
I don't care what any of your buddies have told you.
Nope.
If those three prongs, those three things aren't met, you're not common law married. You can live together for 30 years, but if you don't commingle funds or present yourself as a married couple, you're not common law. You get all three in, you screwed, Jack.
Yes. And so really,
because it happened before. Manny and I were someplace, I forget, Target or whatever. And gave him the credit card or swiped it or whatever. No, it was Kroger because they knew my name from my rewards card.
Yeah.
And they said something about, you, Mrs. Martin. I went, not my wife.
Man, you're making sure you lift. Because you're keeping that prong far away.
Yeah, no technicalities.
We never commingled funds. That was never going to happen.
Well, there was
as if she had funds to mingle with mine.
I was going
to
say, there was some mingling of funds. It was usually her just dipping her toe into yours.
Or stealing $500 from my foundation.
Then there's two-handing.
Mm-hmm. And she got caught by accident. But I never told anybody about that. You take $500 from a foundation for fallen police and fire, and I'm the bad guy.
And you have a mugshot. And what was it, the money? It was cash from one of the strip-offs?
Yeah. It's money in a bunch of bags that I hadn't counted out yet. And just like everything else, she was behind on her credit cards or whatever else she wasn't paying. And she took $500 out of that money. I said, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start selling something, and you're going to get me the $500 back now. She eventually did. But I went, there are few deal breakers, infidelity, and stealing from my foundation.
And honestly, you really shouldn't.
Calling the police and saying I hit you and I didn't.
Okay, obviously all three of those you wouldn't think should have to be said, but especially the taking money from the charity thing. It's like, I shouldn't have to say this out loud. This, as soon as you thought to yourself, I'll just take this, you should have just left. You should have taken it and never come back.
Well, maybe she thought she was going to be able to put it back in before I noticed it was gone.
I'm sure that's what she was thinking. Absolutely sure.
But we'll never know because she got caught. Never told her family, never told anybody. Sorry, that's the way it plays out when you're a messiah.
It's lonely up there, isn't it?
It is, but the view is nice.
An SMU professor and former law school dean responded to an online prostitution ad and agreed to pay $100 for sex acts at a Frisco hotel before his arrest.
Which hotel?
Damn, I didn't know which hotel it was. It just said Frisco Hotel. John Etanasio, who's 60, was arrested on a prostitution charge and booked in a Collin County jail early Sunday. Four others were also arrested in the undercover sting. Court records say he was arrested during a multi-agency effort to combat the demand side of commercial sex trafficking. DPS conducted the sting by posting an ad on Backpage.com, an online classifieds website. He responded to the ad and arrived at a Frisco hotel. The probable cause affidavit says he met with an undercover officer and agreed to pay $100 in exchange for, quote, specific sexual acts.
Wonder if there's any way to word it when you get in a situation where you don't actually come out and say, all right, how much for the Belgian breakfast on my chest? Or, you know, just, all right, we're going to have a good time. Can I get you something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were you thinking about? Oh, I don't know. Maybe some flowers or berries or something like that. Well, I like money. Yeah, I didn't really come prepared to pay money. I thought we were just going to hang. You know what I'm saying? Just some type of loophole when you finally get a quarter. I never offered them money for sex.
You get there and sort of like pay a cover charge. You get to the hotel and it's like, hi, here's your $100. Thank you for meeting with me. It's so nice that we could hang out like this.
Here's gas money.
Right, here's gas money.
I owed you for driving out here.
Here's money for the hotel room.
Yeah, as long as you say it's anything but sex.
Say that again.
But sex.
I think they may get you on a technicality there.
Which is why I would never venture out of that. And they post ads in the I'm going to guess, in the back of periodical, whatever, tabloids, where it's popular for people to go.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just assume that's a setup?
Yeah, that's one of those things where I'd love to see.
What you do is you call one of your friends and go, have you ever used a call girl service?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe go that route. Or head out. I don't know where the popular places are in Fort Worth, but we all know that Harry Hines has a plethora of women who would love to satisfy your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes most of them are drive through.
Yeah.
You pull up, you roll down the window. They tell you to pull the next window and you pay them. Just taking a chance. Because you're talking about your entire reputation, your career, if you're married, all of that's gone. Because you went and tried to hook up with a prostitute. Good God, man. Isn't masturbation enough anymore?
Clearly for some, no.
Or get one of those sex dolls. I'm sure they have them at New Fine Arts.
Yeah, they have varying kinds.
Get one of those. They're quiet. I mean, the mouth's open all the time, but nothing's coming out.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're easy to clean.
Yeah. And you don't have to take them anywhere unless you just want to.
If you dress them right, put enough makeup on them and a nice wig, then you got the HOV lane.
Yep. There are perks.
And then if you want to make it look real, get a baby car seat and a blow-up baby in the back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.638, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Bat Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Couple incidents going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up, only back from the bush, though it's probably going to get worse there in a little bit. And in Corinth, northbound I-35E right at Corinth Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lake Dallas Drive. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight will be cloudy and a low of 41. Tomorrow, still cloudy. We'll hit a high in the low 60s. Right now, 51 at 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't want to go into a full-blown segment with this, but I was thinking if I had to pick, you know, the standard thing. Oh, if you're in a desert island, what 10 albums would you want or something like that? Mm. I think Def Leppard would be one of them. Probably, I don't know, Pyromania.
Oh, they have some greatest hits.
That's kind of a cheat, but okay.
Hey, yeah. Hey, they made
what
the
do
album.
You want? I want greatest hits from the Eagles and Def Leppard. What?
Yeah, I want the Vault. I think that's the best one they've got, Def Leppard. It's called the Vault.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
What would you have, Dan? I mean, you'd have to have, I would have to have the obligatory AC/DC.
Yeah, you would.
And if you get away with, you know, greatest hits, then even better.
I think I'd probably have to go with, I don't think you can go wrong with Metallica's Black Album. That hit me at a good time. I was like, right, I think it was like 11, 12 years old when that came out. But even if...
Is Black the one with Enter Sandman?
Yep.
See, I'm a little iffy. Which
sad,
album?
Sad But True, Nothing Else Matters.
Which was the one that had Ain't My Bitch?
That was Load.
Yeah.
I like that one.
You had Load, you had Reload. Man, I do love, man.
I'm sorry, I'd have to have some, call me queer, just call me queer now.
Queer.
Bee Gees.
Super queer.
Greatest hits. With a soundtrack from Saturday Night Fever.
That's a double album.
Man.
I'd be dancing my ass all over that island.
You would.
I thought he was about to say Merle.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Merle I could sing myself. Walking around the island waiting to be saved.
It really is sad, though. The Bee Gees missed a great opportunity for that hits album. Don't call it greatest. Make it fabulous hits.
It was the Bee Gees. People were going to buy it regardless.
Still. Maybe Wham could have used it. I don't know. That question is really hard, especially if you haven't had a chance to think about it. But the best way to go about it is what closer do you find a good greatest hits.
What would you like if you could only pick 10 albums? I want 10 albums from K-Tel. Because there are very few things from like Def Leppard that I don't like. There's a lot of AC/DC I don't like. I can't stand Hell's Bells. Or For Those About to Rock. Oh yeah, Let's Wait on the Cannon.
It's a cool hype song.
I just the obvious ones with AC/DC. I like Shoot the Thrill, even though the rest of the station plays it. Oh, I got an email from a guy today. He said, I don't know if you have anything to do with this, but Highway to Hell cannot play any time during the day except the beginning of your show. Because they played it today, I think, around 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, oh, hell, the show's on. So he ran into his office, turned the radio up, and realized it was only 1:30.
Yeah, I checked the time on that, too, because I heard the song and I thought, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, we're not on yet. It's, around like 1:30. But the weird thing was Don Davis was walking by my office right as it was playing, right before that famous part.
Mm-hmm.
And Don got past my office, and then the famous part happened, and I just, not yelling, but just said, did you hear that? It's in there.
Oh, I know. I sing along with this.
The songs are racing.
So pick a couple albums. You got no time to think about it. Plane's going down. Pack full albums. You get to pick 10.
I forget which Metallica album, if it was Load or Reload, that had Hero of the Day. That's one of my all-time favorites.
I like that
songs.
One.
I might have to get me some Luke Bryan.
Are you really a Luke Bryan fan?
He's not.
To me, more Toby.
If I was going to do a country album, it'd probably be like a Tim McGraw.
I'd probably have to go with Garth if I had to pick one.
That's a solid one. If I had to pick a country, I think that you can't go really wrong with Tim McGraw.
Or Shania Twain. Just because, all right, you got 10 albums, but you got no porn.
Yeah.
So you got the CD inserts?
Well, you can at least think about her.
Oh, yeah, her boots are made for walking. Oh, my God.
Did she do that one?
No. But she had something
about
like
whose
boots have your bed been under?
Yeah. That makes me hot.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Ed, that was a hard one to say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else. DC Def Leppard.
Oh, I need the Dr. Dre, the Chronic, yeah. where Snoop Dogg was all over it. Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah,
that's.
I probably have to have some. Again, old man thing. Mm-hmm. I'd have to have some Four Tops.
And nothing wrong with that. Don't look ashamed when you say this. Own it. Be proud.
Well, it's like I said before. I've got an eclectic taste. Maybe it's because I'm old and I've been through all the genres. Can't really think of anything from the 80s. Maybe, oh, Poison. I'd have to have Poison.
Poison makes sense. I would also have to throw in, I just had it in my head. Damn it.
Was it Merle?
It was not Merle.
You mean help you get the tune in your head?
Please, God, don't.
Buck Owens?
No. Dropkick Murphys. Got to have Dropkick Murphys. And then I'd have to...
What does Dropkick Murphys do?
They actually have one of your favorite versions of Amazing Grace. It's the one that starts out with the bagpipe and then goes into the rock sound.
But they only have their one song?
No, they have lots of other songs, just nothing you've heard.
Oh.
And then I had... Never mind, that's all I'm going to say.
Uh-uh.
No, that's all I'm going to say. No.
I admit it to the Four Tops and the Bee Gees.
There's nothing wrong with the Four Tops. Bee Gees, they have some catchy stuff. Mine's going to shoot way past you.
Write it down.
I don't want to write it down.
I will swear on my dogs, I will not repeat it.
Oh, it doesn't. The problem is I just don't know which to pick.
Okay. Show Clo.
Okay.
Really, opera? Clo?
I'm the one that swore.
Oh, man. I grew up with it, okay?
Which opera? Evita?
That's a musical. It's not an opera.
Well, what opera? You mean like one of the ones in like Italian where you can't understand it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
You asked for Bee Gees. At least mine's powerful. Mine's moving.
Well, at least go for a musical. We're going to understand the words like Fiddler on the Roof, Grease, or Music Man.
None of those are operas.
I said musicals.
For me, it would have to be not just one opera, but probably do
you
like
only
a
get one album.
I know, but you can just get like buy a CD of Andrea Bocelli or Pavarotti, and they'll have a bunch of different stuff. From different operas.
Gay.
It is not gay.
You picked one of 10 albums and one of them's going to be opera?
Yes.
Gay.
It's not gay. Alfie, back me up on this. You're a fashionista.
Well, what does that have to do with like an opera?
I should have just said that. You're right. That didn't help my cause.
Yes, fashionista. Is it gay?
There are some pretty badass operas.
Like what?
like Carmina Burana is pretty kick-ass.
Got any steel guitar in it?
I don't think it's got any steel guitar in it.
It's gay.
They can probably put steel guitar in there.
But you're not going to have steel guitarist on the on the island. Hey, maybe I get trapped with a steel guitarist in a horn section. Okay. There are a couple of others that I can't think of. Maybe Foreigner. That's about it. I'm pretty sure Def Leppard would be on there. In fact, I've got... Oh, it's on here someplace. When Def Leppard played in the studio for us live.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was cool.
This was back at CBS. Why is it we have bigger numbers here at a rock station and we can't get anybody in here to play? CBS, we were on a talk station. And we had Bon Jovi in. We had Def Leppard. We had a Matchbox 20.
I know some of those we were able to get because they were going to the station that we shared the building with, the Jack FM.
Well, we're in a building with four other music stations.
Yeah, that I haven't been able to figure out yet.
Let me see if I can find it. I won't play the whole thing, but, you know, for the most part, they played acoustically. What a bad mix for On the Fly.
No, it was really good.
All right, go ahead.
Bo Diddley for you, boy. Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video fam. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
Your man.
wrestle and a dazzle and a flash a little light. Television lover, baby, come on back. Sometime, anytime, sugar be sweet. Little miss innocent, sugar me, yeah.
And I had to mix this on the fly, Jack.
Yeah.
This is solid.
Take a bottle, shake it up. Break the bubble, break it up. In the name of love, pour some sugar on me. Come on and fire me up. Pour your sugar on me. I can't get enough. I'm hot, sticky sweet. From my head to my feet, yeah.
It's got to be one of the few hair bands that can actually play acoustically. Get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kiss. I probably have to add a Kiss into the collection.
Listen, red light, yellow light.
No Kiss?
No Kiss for me.
Nah. I think of all the bands that I would, of the 10.
You don't like Lick It Up?
I mean, there's a couple I like, that I like, but if I'm going to be limited to my 10 albums on an island, then...
How about Boston?
Actually, I might. I might consider Boston. And I might even... I'd put Kansas above... Kiss.
No, no Kansas.
Yeah. So give a little more. Take a bottle. Shake it up. Break the bubble. Break it up. Put some sugar on me. In the name of love. Put some sugar on me.
I can't remember. Did Bon Jovi played for us?
Yep. Yeah, he and Richie were in the studio.
Yeah. I don't think we have that recorded anywhere. I think they did the cowboy song, whatever.
Yeah, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yeah. And you follow the Def Leppard up with... Help me, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Big wheels rolling.
That'd have to be one of the first stranded person on the island to actually have the natives move off. Man, it's white trash. That's nothing but singing Merle all day.
But you're singing about all these things that do not exist on your island. Trucks and white lines and roads.
I know. Or if you just want to lighten things up.
Oh, the sun.
Oh, my God. You have got to get this out of your system somehow.
Can Dr. Feldman test him for... anything else?
They're not doing brain scans or anything like that.
I'm just saying, you seem to have contracted a country bug.
I got an email from a chick. She goes, first of all, you and Buck Owens. She goes, but now my husband's singing the song, and he doesn't even like country music.
Oh, my God. See what you've done.
And she told him, at least learn all the words to the damn song, because all he knows is the beginning, because that's all I ever do.
Start all over again.
It's like the words are online. Mm-hmm. I even sent her the karaoke version so he could sing along to it.
You're evil. You're a bad human.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back. Is there a last one?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound on the Tully right at Frankfurt Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Park Boulevard. Also in Dallas, eastbound eastbound 635, right at Greenville Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's backed up back from TI Boulevard. And finally in Duncanville, westbound I-20, right at Duncanville Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up into Seagoville, back from around 67. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a copy of Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin 2, 3, and 4, and the House of the Holy reissues, and get entered to win a big box set grand prize. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight, skies will be cloudy. Tonight's low temperature, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, still a high of 62. Right now, 51 degrees, and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I'm surprised Claude didn't throw out Van Halen.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much a given.
No, you didn't say it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it now.
I don't get it now?
Nope. You get a knockoff. You get Van Morrison.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
What about Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, of course.
Well, there's no of course. You didn't name it, so you don't get Jimmy Buffett now.
Well, damn, man. It's not cool.
I told you.
I don't want to go to your stupid island.
It's one of those things. You got seconds to think. What do you want? And obviously I lied. Made a whole segment out of it.
Yeah. I think part of what's hard for me is there's not that many albums that I've liked, especially with newer music, because most of it's more singles driven.
Yeah, I mean, if there were really rules and you could pick greatest hits albums,
right,
that would be a little easier, because then you go back to that's what I call music, you know, 1985. Or,
yeah, exactly.
I want some Huey Lewis in the news.
The other way you could sort of sidestep that would be doing like movie soundtracks.
No. You'd have to pick different genres just so you didn't get burnt out on any one thing. Like
right.
Van Halen, you got that. You're right. You got to have some Metallica.
I personally would need some Aerosmith. If I had to pick an album, I'll go with Pump.
Yeah, that was around 87.
Mm-hmm.
Love It in an Elevator.
Love It in an Elevator, yeah.
Who Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah, so many songs on that.
Okay, I go with that. I was going to say Toys in the Attic, but all I know from that is Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Line one, Alfie?
Line two, actually.
Okay. Yes, Wendy.
So, personally, it would be Hotel California and Rumors for me, but I'd like to know why none of y'all have brought up the Beatles or Elvis.
Hate Beatles.
Hate the Beatles? Sacrimony. What about Elvis?
Elvis, I didn't really think of. I like Elvis, but not really that many of his songs. You know, after you go through, for me, Burning Love.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Jailhouse Rock, Blue Suede Shoes.
Nah, I don't know.
Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds.
No Beatles?
Ah, the Beatles. No. Did you just say me? Did she cuss?
Well, no.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Plus, the albums are so short. The songs are so short. No.
Yeah, if you're really going to get the most for your money, you got to pick Metallica.
Yeah.
Short, they don't know from short.
Yeah, you should do Metallica, and then if you want to go extra Metallica, do the S&M. Let's get classical.
And we even talked about it during the break, even though I started to think, oh, this is not a whole segment, it was just something flashed on me. If I had to pick... And people do these bits all the time of, if you could just pick one song, one album, one thing on an island, what would you want? I'd like a boat.
You can't have it.
Well, unless you eliminate it, I don't want a boat. One that floats. And don't send me packages of FedEx of volleyballs.
I'm going to send you an airdrop full of volleyballs.
And I'd probably, to balance it out, I could go, you know, as hard as I needed to. I'd like some Motorhead, but I don't like all the Motorhead. I'd have to go with some Van Halen. I have to throw in some Jerry Lee. I'd have to.
Yeah, I feel like you've come back into touch with certain things that you hadn't done in a while.
Well, the 50s, I've never been ashamed of that.
No.
It's country music.
That's been your
reason. I like to watch Jerry Lee Lewis play because he has no affinity for that piano. He is beating it like it's got on a red wig. You ain't even my real child. And there was one song I did. None of you are going to know it because that's the way I roll. I pick songs that you guys don't know. But all the 50s stuff sounds the same. And I don't know when this one came out. I think he was going from his rock to maybe country crossover when he started doing like Swinging Doors or Arms or Legs or whatever the freak it was.
It's Jerry Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Did I find it? I got cash that says it won't play. It looks like this one came out in 1979, which was unusual for Jerry Lee Lewis.
Okay.
See if anybody knows this one. It's going to sound just like any other 50s song.
'25 and '48, I wrote a rock and roll party on my last birthday, but it's good. I'm rocking my life away.
Yeah. You know this one?
I remember hearing this one.
Yeah. I think Jerry Lee was one of the first people to include his name in his songs.
I got a gal called Nelly. She's a chili pepper hot. She knows how to roll a killer note, how to rock, and I'm rocking, rocking my life away.
Say your name.
I've been rocking and I'm rolling and I'm moving both night and day. Well, the stream, life, lead, line, a million.
Anyway, you got it.
Yep.
Killer.
Rocking my life away.
I know he says his name.
I've been moving and moving and getting it both night and day.
Time to set something on fire. Probably that, and maybe Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, cool.
Really?
No.
Okay. Someone needed to ask.
Okay. Another segment wasted. Okay.
I don't think it was wasted. I think it was actually interesting to hear all the different things that
Alfie didn't really go through his list. What would you pick?
He's been on the phone.
I'd probably go with Rage Against the Machine, Evil Empire. Let's see, what else? Ah, crap.
I got to be off here. I got to pick all the hard rocks. So they all look like pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What's your Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah. No.
What's Tegan and Sarah?
The lesbian pop girls.
Yeah, they're the lesbian twins.
Would you pick them?
Yeah.
He loves Tegan and Sarah.
What about?
He also loves Taylor Swift.
Really?
I don't care for Taylor Swift.
Yes, you do.
This last album's been decent, but.
But?
What about Hooked on 45s? They used to do medleys.
Okay.
Or Miko's version of Star Wars.
Oh, Jive Bunny and the Mixmasters.
You got to dig that. Dash Rip Rock.
The soundtrack to Mars Attacks.
That one's too easy.
This is my jam. And Slim Whitman.
I got Slim Whitman just in case they come back. Okay.
In all honesty, I'd probably have like Bjork and a couple indie hipster bands on there.
The tennis player?
No. The Norwegian, or no, what is she? Icelandic singer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a Bjork tennis player?
Bjorn Borg. Yeah, Bjorn Borg. No, what Alfie's talking about is Bjork. She was like, it's like B-R-O with the umlauts.
Yeah, I don't like umlauts.
You know?
She's the one that wore a swan to an award show, got a bunch of attention for it. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't like anything with umlauts.
Why don't you like umlauts?
They freak me out.
You don't like Motley Crue?
I like Motley Crue. Motley Crue would probably be on my list, but I don't like umlauts. Makes me paranoid. Looks like two little eyes.
Was there a bad experience with umlauts?
I just don't like words that look like they have eyes watching me.
Oh, uh-uh. No.
I'm going to say it.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes I feel like umlauts are watching me. Now?
Yep.
You said it.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, with the exception of the past 35 seconds, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. I can't believe that just happened.
Want me to write that one down, too?
For what?
The list.
Yes. The list of things that if someone's... I bet you never talked about this on the show.
Oh. Yeah, on the show, you say you talk about everything, but you never talked about umlauts looking over your fence.
Other show websites, djklo.net, downalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find us and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.